Gamers Haven podcast proudly presents the companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Okay.
Let's talk about
what happened last time. Last time, you guys woke up. You guys woke up. Jess, listen, but just don't worry about it. Your character hasn't appeared yet.
I'm dead.
You're not dead. You guys each woke up on these buttes with water rushing around you, with no idea what was going on except for the fact that the last thing you remembered was a mad science device being used. And
a flash of light.
Joe, you want to grab a roller pick?
Oh, shit. I forgot my ruler.
Were you actually going to bring a ruler?
I was going to go buy a wooden ruler.
There might be one upstairs, Mom's.
I have to.
Do you know where Mom's boudoir is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, continuing to recap. What? So you guys woke up on the buttes. You encountered each other.
What's a butte? Sorry, did anyone want Coke or Diet Coke?
Coke is good.
Yeah. Do we have Coke?
Yeah, there's a Coke on here.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Good.
I've got my diet. Our big
fantastic
stone things.
Diet Coke? No, thank you.
Stranded up.
It's a metal one.
Hey, oh, hands!
It's gonna hurt a lot more.
So you guys woke up. So you woke up on these buttes. You figured out that you're in California. You're there with Jarvis, the robot who was about to attack Molly, Joey, Jess, and Biz.
Oh yeah.
You found out that Jarvis is a 10-year-old child inside this robot, the brain of a 10-year-old child inside the robot.
Isn't Jarvis from Iron Man? Huh?
From what?
Iron Man.
It's a name, a typical butler name. It's, you know, kind of stereotypical.
Yeah, why did you call him Jarvis? I was wondering. I was like,
You'll find out later.
Butler?
There's a reason why.
Okay.
So you figured out that you're in California. You got onto the mainland, much to Duke McCord's.
Yeah. Oh, Duke.
You headed off north and to find a town. You found the town of Goodwill, California, run by a member of the Triads. You realize you're in the area of California known as Shan Fan. Just open it up, because you're making...
Yeah, well, it's going to make a lot more noise if it explodes.
Yeah,
well,
that's true. You arrived in town. Morgan's character stayed behind to go look for Ghost Rock and got accosted by a shovel.
I turned around and went, huh? Shovel.
And then you all arrived in town, met up with the local sheriff in time to recover Morgan, who they thought was a member of a gang.
Oh, I remember what happened now.
And you ended up seeing a man hung for many, many, many crimes.
Lots of crimes.
A Frenchman.
Lots of really, really...
A Creole man by the name of Artemis.
Artemis...
Oh, he had a name?
Shane.
Artemis Shane.
Artemis Shane. It was like, okay, well, he's dead, and let's get settled into town. Yeah, part of the Red Blood Gang. Let's get settled into town. And you all got settled in for the night, and were lovely awoken by the sound of screaming, followed by the grave is open, Artemis is alive.
Yeah, that was
Artemis is back from the dead.
I remember that.
And that's where we ended last time.
What was the date of our last game?
The actual date. Or the date that occurred in the game.
Date that we played.
September or something. Why?
It was 3 weeks ago. We were supposed to play last week.
Yeah, it was 3 weeks ago.
Just a second.
But I can get it faster than that.
No, you can't. 3, 2...
26.
No.
The 19th.
What's metagaming?
It was the 19th.
What's metagaming?
1, 2, 3. Yeah,
19. Okay. So.
Oh, that's right. I heard about that.
You're not even there right now.
Yeah, actually, as it stands, Jess, right now you're not even there. We will bring you in fairly quickly.
10:10.
Is she going to pop out of?
And remember, you have to make a wish at 10:10 tonight.
Yes.
Oh, really?
So there is a
10:10 on 10:10.
Actually, that actually wouldn't make sense. You should have made it at 10:10 this morning because technically, according to military time, that would be 22.
Yes, I know. That's why I posted it on my Facebook wall and on Twitter. But
I need to friend you on
did.
Facebook because okay. We're fandom
songs. So, as we open scene, you are all coming awake in your respective rooms, however many rooms we had. I don't really particularly remember. We're here.
if I remember right,
she was with Jarvis. You were unfortunately rooming with Miss Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the two of you were rooming together.
Yes, because I was suggesting one other common event, but someone didn't like that. Yeah, the ruler came out. Yeah.
And the ruler came out. So as the scene opens, you are being awakened by some screaming and some commotion outside.
Well, there be awakened. I'm sitting at their door going...
Oh, right, that's right. You were trying in the middle of trying to break into...
their room so I could break into Jarvis.
So you could, yes, go investigate
you
Jarvis. The lovely...
The lovely
robot made of ghost steel, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm so picturing her, like, little, like you said, little, like, heady.
Do you guys watch NCIS Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, heady. Mm-hmm. So picture heady, a little bit stockier, in a habit.
With a ruler. Heady with a ruler sounds scary, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So, as we, like I said, as we open today, that is where you guys are. You are waking up, you are at the door, you're waking up, Jarvis is snoring, and Miss Molly Reynolds is a cardboard stand-up right now.
She's listening to the bed talk to her.
She's probably listening to the bed.
Oh my god. No, our words.
Joanne is stealthily getting up and like, maybe I won't wait.
Maybe I'll leave her here.
Maybe we'll leave her here.
Guys.
Okay.
Can we leave Molly Reynolds here?
Is she sleeping?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. So, what are you guys doing? The yelling is coming from outside.
I'm grabbing my gun and...
Me too. I'm slowly but surely backing away from their door and backing back towards his room.
I'm looking around the room, coming to the realization that he isn't in the room.
Yes. You do have a gun. You have a.
I am contemplating my gun, but looking out the window.
She's contemplating her gun.
I'm contemplating whether or not I want to use that.
I'm thinking.
It's quite a strong weapon.
He's not in the room. There's a woman screaming. What is he doing?
What the hell is that?
So, the next thing you hear is, "Holy, where did she come from?" And you're out in the hallway, so you can actually kind of see down into the main area of the saloon. And you remember the bunch of flashes you saw when she appeared?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you see a bunch more of those, and she falls onto a table.
Ow. Well, with that loud crash, you have to go make it.
Yeah, there's a loud crash. Jess, the last thing you remember was entering the room where the mad scientist was. Do you remember what happened at all? A number of months ago, you guys were in the secret lab.
Yeah,
you blew up the rabbit, and then you guys were about to attack the mad scientist, and you called out a robot.
Or she killed the rabbit.
What ended up happening is the mad scientist pulled out a little device, pushed a button, didn't work. Push it again, didn't work. Push it again, didn't work. Punch the device, and this bright light came out of it, enveloped you, and the next thing you know, you're falling and hitting a table.
Ouch. The chips from the hat.
Yes.
Hat chips.
It's Benny time!
It's Benny time. There are two legend chips in the pot. Jarvis does not seem to be awakening right now.
Let's see. Oh, this is a tough one. I get my whole one!
I have to make sure that Jarvis... I have to wake Jarvis.
Why are you only at one?
Because he has a curse.
I'm cursed. Oh, I'm not real lucky.
Ooh, legend chip.
How
many? Nice. How many?
What does it do?
Legend chip gives you a d6... you can do a d6 plus 2... Or it gives you or at the end of the session, it will automatically give you an extra experience point if you hang on to it. You can cash that in for an extra
gray
experience
point. Gray is generic, right?
How much
does the red go off again?
Red one is, you can add a d6, but I get to pull from the hat. Three.
And how much experience do you need again?
Five per... Oh, actually, that reminds me, guys. You all, at this point, have an advance to use.
Okay, what does that mean?
You can raise... We will actually do it at the end of the session.
Okay, then let's
It's like you can raise your character up a level, you can take an edge, you can take a lot of different things, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I get to pull my three chips.
Why did we get an advance last time?
Because you get one every 5 experience points. Uh-huh. I award from 1 to 3 experience points, and I kind of realized that at this being our 5th session, it's time for you guys to at least have it... another advance. I may actually give you 2 by the end of the session.
By the end of the session, yeah.
Yeah, by the end of the session, you guys are probably getting 2 advances, so... Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are... You're looking down into the saloon. She's on the table. Now, it is late at night, but there are still a bunch of people in there.
It's a saloon, of course.
Everybody who's in there has a gun pointed at her.
Oh, crap.
And you... If you're listening a little bit, you're catching murmurings that's magic. Oh God, what the heck? That's magic. Where did she come from? You know, she's a witch. Oh,
I'm trying to wake up Jarvis. Jarvis, are you awake?
Okay,
I know.
Why?
Can you wake up?
He's in his little box form. His head kind of goes. Ching.
I'm gonna go check out something downstairs, but I want you to stay here until I come back for you. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, slowly.
The head goes back down.
I have to wake you up at all. Okay.
Well, since
and
I
I'm
was
going
probably
out the door and like to the top of the stairs.
No, I'm the first one to see any of this, right?
Yeah. At this point,
I'm sorry. If I open the door and you're standing out there, I'm going to scream.
I'm not right outside the door anymore. Right.
Do I need to draw things for people?
So, I think we're good.
I'm good.
So I'm standing over the railing in front of our door.
You're standing in front of the railing looking down at Jessica, who you don't know,
but you would recognize
what does she look
probably.
Like?
She looks
only
like
Molly, and I would know her.
Yeah, well, Biz
would
say.
I would know her too.
Biz was a cardboard stand-up.
Oh,
she knows
everybody. Remember.
She was a cardboard stand-up. She knows everyone.
Jess, how do you describe your character? She's a well-dressed individual. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a wealthy young Easterner who I think you have like the novice of the Weird West thing where like she's very inexperienced at it. And...
Yeah, but I deal with the devil, so I'm.
She's a city girl.
She's a huckster.
I'm sorry. Wait, can we pause and can you clarify this dealing with the devil stuff?
Okay.
For me, because I have a problem with that as a nun. As a Catholic nun, I have
as far as you know, she does magic-y things. You sort of disapprove of the way she gets her power.
Yeah.
But you deal with it.
You know that certain people consort with evil spirits in order for power. Now, the way these people see it is they're tricking them out of the power. They're not actually getting their help. But
I kind
of
have
a problem
with this.
Yeah, me and the devil aren't buddy.
I was just making sure. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I
have a quick question.
Go ahead.
Would I recognize the fact of her flashing in as kind of like there flashing in?
It definitely reminds you of that. Now.
Now we talked about that, right?
Well, you guys.
You were standing there. As
you guys just. You saw her appear. Now. Thing is, though. How much I'll leave it up to you how much you're going to assume that she's part of their group.
See, I'm not assuming she's part of the group. Okay. I'm assuming something happened similar to her that happened similar to us and similar to them.
Yeah.
That she was somewhere fighting a mad scientist and then...
The other thing that happened that was deviled from the last time...
Don't tell her yet.
Oh, she doesn't know about that. That's true.
She doesn't need to know about that yet.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't need to know about that. I don't even know about that yet.
Nobody told you.
We'll let Jessica, the four of us,
you thrust three in the Star Carver.
I as a character have no idea what's going on.
I'm actually not sure about that.
Are we playing?
Well, my character doesn't know. They didn't say anything.
He was unconscious.
Oh, right, no, his character.
I was knocked unconscious and they never said anything about it.
Okay, so I'm going to walk down the stairs where he is and stand there and go, Miss Jessica.
I will cut.
He's at the railing outside. I'm at the
Miss Jessica or is it, oh God, it's the devil worshiper?
I have a little bit more ability to hold my tongue as a Catholic
man. I'm tearing out of my room with my gun drawn.
So wait, she says that?
She says, oh, Miss Jessica, yes.
I'm going to turn to her and go, you know this one too, do you?
Unfortunately.
This point, I'm coming out of the room.
This isn't going to be fun.
Seeing her going, looking at her going, okay, what's happening? I got my gun in my hand, too. Like,
okay.
Go ahead, sorry.
What's that noise?
He looks at me.
One more.
Well, we seem to have found Miss Jessica.
Oh, that was the other one you were talking about.
Yes.
Can everyone stop pointing their guns at me?
Well, at this point, I'm pointing my gun at
Jessica.
Who's reacting
one more thing that you,
to you,
okay,
not
so
at you.
We're upstairs overlooking
this. Let's get
this
to you for a minute. You're on your back, on a table, looking up. As you're looking up, you can see your friend, Sister Elizabeth Clarence. You can see Joanna Dawson. You can see two guys you've never seen before. And there are a lot of Chinese guys pointing guns at you.
And I'm now pointing my guns at them, not at her.
And mm-hmm. I am going to reluctantly draw my gun.
Okay, at this point in time, I guess I'll pull mine back out.
I'll draw my gun too, why not?
And we're all pointing our guns down.
I know.
So you're all pointing your guns down.
In the saloon.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell everyone.
So you hear a lot of chattering in Chinese. One guy runs out the door.
Okay. Can I ask a question again?
You can go right ahead.
Did I have something that allowed me to converse with people who... I feel like maybe...
Yes, you
have.
Are they speaking Chinese or English?
They're speaking Chinese right now.
Okay. Do I speak Chinese?
No, you have the spell... speak language.
Can I cast that? Do that right now?
Here's the player's guide. Your spells should all be in there.
Because I would like to understand what they're saying. Because right now it says like, oh, yes.
Go ahead and make your
They're all gibberishing in languages that none of us speak. Yeah. They're pointing guns at her.
It's gonna be.
I don't like you, but I don't want you to die.
Thank you.
Nothing personal.
Alphabetical.
Speak language. Speak language.
Speak language. It is a novice rank. So make your miracles roll or whatever. It's the skill is here. It's faith or something.
Spirit D10.
No, here under here. Religion.
Faith.
D10 plus your D6. Nope, that's a 12.
It says 11.
That's a dodec ahead. You were just
dealing
with it.
Okay. They're not labeled anymore. I don't know what to do. This is 10.
So roll both of those.
Wait, this is 6 and this is
10. Right, you have the wild card. The wild card.
What do I need to get?
You need a 4 or higher.
5 and 2.
Okay, and it's at a -2.
I said 5.
So
why do I have a -2?
Because the spell is a novice rank power. So you pray a little bit, nothing happens.
Why? I got a 5.
You got -3.
No,
it's
I
don't.
Remember,
you don't add
you don't
them,
add the two.
You pick the better
it's one or the other. So
it's you the better of the two. You could.
You can,
I need to roll again.
What's the blue one again?
Shoot random
what?
People.
What's the blue one do for me again?
Blue one, add a d6. I don't get a draw from the pot.
All right.
Do I roll both again? Or just
yes, you re-roll both.
And gray is you just re-roll both of them.
Okay, re-roll.
Come on, baby.
Please. 4 and 4?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Didn't go off.
Can I try again my next turn?
You can, honestly, you can burn another Benny if you want.
I
it depends on how important you feel it is. Yes, you can try for that miracle again. You can try for that miracle again later.
How later is later?
Well, in a few seconds, you're like, like, you're a little shaken. Basically, the way we're interpreting it is, you just woke up, you're a little shaken, you're just like, ugh.
Also, you're probably trying too hard.
Also, think of it this way. You're trying to pray, you're trying to do something for someone who you also consider is
a devil worshiper.
So it's like,
I am a good Catholic servant and I need to help her even though I don't like her because I have to love my enemies. That's what Jesus says. So in like a minute or two, okay. I'll be trying to get her.
Meanwhile, has anybody said anything besides?
I try to like sort of hold up my hands.
Okay, you're on the upper level.
Can I walk down the steps?
You can do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're all kind of like unsure of what to do.
Yeah, I walk down the steps and I'm not pointing my gun at everyone. Okay. I'm holding it. I'm still holding it, but I'm pointing it at the ceiling.
You're holding it like this.
Question, Noah.
Where it's kind of like.
The sheriff. Now, was he. They're the marshal of the town, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had a badge and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. He is the appointed sheriff by the triad.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm going.
You're not trying to do what I think you're trying to do.
No, when I was with him, I would have probably told him who I was.
Okay. I want to remind you that we discussed this last time.
Yeah, remember this is
that law members of the North and South mean nothing in California. And are not, and being a member of the government of the South, not particularly well liked in the Chantek.
We're basically in another country here,
and it's essentially
a law.
But usually, law enforcement from different places will.
But this
not so much because you are a New York City cop in Berlin.
You're a cop. But it doesn't.
That's actually a really good.
And not in Berlin in 2010. Either.
Right.
Like,
I mean, we're talking. You know.
Think in Moscow in like
the Cold War.
Yeah.
Like 1960.
That's even better.
That's actually.
You're a New York cop in Moscow in the Cold War.
You probably don't want to tell people that.
That's true too.
Okay. So
you probably want to be as inconspicuous as possible.
Okay. So again, everybody's on edge because there's been screaming that Artemis is alive. So what are you coming down the stairs and saying?
I come down the stairs and say,
they don't speak English.
We don't know that.
We don't know that.
They were just speaking Chinese to each other. You don't assume. That's like walking into a room in America and assuming nobody speaks another language.
But I mean, are they all Chinese people in the bar, or could it be?
There's like. Maybe one or two white folks, but the
majority... Are they pointing guns at this thing and at her, too?
This thing.
I'm a thing.
Let's put it this way.
We don't know what shows us. There's a body on the table.
I want to remind you what happened last time. The town was, like, celebrating the death of this
bad, evil, nasty man.
And now someone's
screaming that he's back alive again.
And now a girl just appeared.
And a woman just appeared out of nowhere.
And I was going to help that she's a woman. They're much less likely to shoot at her.
Okay, maybe. Maybe.
Well,
she's well dressed, which is going to help her case, but.
No, but the other problem is that you got to remember, too.
Things,
this is the scary part, too. She's well dressed, like in a long dress, something like that. The guy they killed was a Cajun guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
they could almost assume that she would be one of his people because of the long outfit.
I walk down the steps. I have my gun drawn, but it's not pointed at
me. And I'm right behind her.
Yeah. I'm in hands up in surrender mode.
I gesture for her to come over and stand behind us.
Okay.
I'm following downstairs.
I'm putting my gun back in my backpack.
Are you trying to get up?
And reaching.
You are trying to get up. Okay.
Oh God.
The second she tries to get up, they grab her shoulders and hold her down.
Now I'm pointing my gun at them again.
Alright, at this point, I have to start drawing because.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, go right ahead.
When she said something, you said something to them, right?
I did not say anything.
She has not said anything.
I was trying to.
I've got my gun drawn and like down at my side, like slightly behind my
guys with guns.
Who's
for the most? I mean, you're looking at the
Chinese though, Elizabeth.
You're looking at the late night.
A nun might mean nothing to them.
Chinese
were.
I'm trying to decide if I would say ladies and gentlemen or gentlemen. Can we talk for a moment?
Well, not necessarily, simply on the fact that there was a big
spread. I mean, you'll see. I mean,
the only women you really see are maybe one or two barmaids.
Okay, so I'm just gonna.
I'm assuming the barmaids are all cowering in fear from this.
I'm just trying to get them to talk before they shoot.
People are holding me down. I'm screaming.
That's fine.
Okay, I would like to. I follow.
Okay,
hold on.
Just let him finish.
Wait, because
just hold on.
I'm already like kind of taking a turn there.
They're reacting to what you're doing, and because going into, we're going to go to initiative. Mm-hmm. That does not mean combat is necessarily going to occur. It means it could occur, and we need to take things step by step.
This could be deadly right now. This could end up being very, very deadly.
This can go very bad.
All right.
But also,
so
there's railing.
Don't worry. I already got my hand reaching in my bag.
Yay. Yeah, everyone just better hope when you start shooting that I don't roll a one, and one of you is going to get shot.
No, you...
You can survive maybe a couple bullets.
You should hope I don't roll a one.
So here is the railing and upstairs. There are a number of tables. The bar is right here.
Now, which table is...
We'll get there.
Okay, you got there.
We will get there.
Yeah, I'm a high-class lady. Holding me down is not cool.
Oh, these are not high-class people.
I would like to point out, these are fishermen. Miss Joanna?
Yeah.
You'll notice, too, that there's a hand, like, on your...
He's right behind you.
At the small of your back, so you know I'm there.
Duke.
And I've got my gun drawn, and it's, like, down, like, behind my leg, so that they don't notice, that no one notices
I'm
there.
I'm still
but,
up there on the
But it's ready to come up real quick.
No, I followed them down.
You followed them down?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to be up at that point. You'll actually be here.
And I love that you have her lying there.
And just so you know, I have Quipjaw and the other one, the duelist. So I'm real fast at getting the gun up from down where it is right now.
I have Quipjaw also. But that's
like, you're already up. You're already, yeah, we already have our guns out. We don't have to draw. We just got to kind of aim in a general direction and start popping. If need be.
Okay. We've got... Where's Mickey?
Mickey?
Oh, did I not put him? Oh, man. Mick, the Irish bartender.
Oh, hey!
Oh, I like him.
I have, yes.
He's got a shotgun.
Hey, we get along very nicely.
He's got a bottle in one hand and a sort of shotgun in the other.
We're going to pretend these are Chinese people. I do not actually have any Chinese people in miniatures.
And, put Molly asleep in one of the other rooms.
Molly is going to be asleep in this room. I haven't actually delineated the rooms. That's fine. Yes, headless man does not.
Headless man.
Get the headless guy.
Where's my other...
Where's the marshal?
That's a good question.
Oh, that... What the...
Small and tender.
There's the marshal.
There's the marshal. Well, hopefully he'll show up.
Oh, look, he's got a badge on.
He's about the only one who can carry a badge and not get killed. Who the heck is this guy?
I don't know.
Who's this guy? Whoops.
This guy almost got dropped into my soda.
We get the idea. How many... Which one? We get the idea that there's lots of people here.
Yeah, please don't drop him. He's one of my few...
He's cool.
...fully painted miniatures. Okay. So part of the Star Wars minis, but...
Why does he have a zebra stripe?
This should have been...
Jacket?
No, that's a good one.
He's pink.
I like the other one better. Really?
Which other one?
What?
Oh, we're talking about which mini. He likes that. I like the one with the hat.
That's a girl character, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. They're both female. So.
Oh, that works.
Okay, so you've got...
Holy Toledo.
Basically, these are the fishermen who got back late, and they wanted a drink before before bed.
Great.
Or maybe a little
drunken people who made
a little grab and squeeze of the barmaids before going off to bed. You know.
Crap.
Not right now. Okay. We are going to initiative.
I'm being sexually harassed.
They're holding you down.
Yeah. Joey, what did I do with my new deck?
It was over there. It's on the mirror top thing.
This is fun.
I don't see it.
Oh, I got an idea.
What?
I'm just the thought.
Hey, I'm sitting up on top of the
sandbox. I just had a
very
thought.
Suspiciously with my hand in my bag. Been fumbling with switches and knobs. No, I'm against you.
Hold on a second.
I have a Tesla coil in my back.
Recorder's back on. Okay, so here, watch.
We have
Jess, Joe, Biz, Morgan, me. Okay.
Hey!
That was like
one first.
Two, three, four,
5, 6.
I go, no, spades, I go before her.
Spades?
You do go before me.
That's what I said. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
No, no,
I'm
5, 4. 6.
Uh-huh.
5, 6.
Spades, hearts.
Jesse, you are.
So it basically goes spades, then hearts. Because spades...
Spades beat hearts, spades beat...
Spades, hearts, diamonds, clubs.
Okay.
Okay? So...
Spades beats hearts, hearts beats diamonds.
And Joker, if you get dealt a Joker, you get to go any time. If you are dealt the red Joker... Something happens.
It's fine. We're fine for now. I understand.
Well, no, I need to know this. If you're Delta Joker, you can go anytime. You get a... I think it's if you dealt the red Joker, you get a plus 2 to initiative.
That'd be fabulous.
Yes. All right. So, John, what are you doing? Well, I looked this up.
Before or after I slipped my hand down her back.
He must really like me.
Unless she can turn around and smack you.
No, she's behind me.
I'm enjoying it.
She kind of turns halfway around and smiles. So it's like, okay, that worked.
Oh, God.
I'm going. Oh, we're gonna have
the
fun.
The ruler's about to come out.
No, no, yeah.
I'm a bit preoccupied. She's but not, heaven knows if we were not about to have like a shot.
That, which probably one of the reasons I managed to do that.
Okay, so, Jokers. If you get a Joker, you can go any time in the round. You can interrupt someone's actions, even. If they're about to take an action that you want to interrupt them, you can do that. You get a plus 2 to any roll you make, and a plus 2 to any damage roll you make.
Ooh,
so Jokers are good.
Alas.
But no, I got a Joker.
And then, but I don't reshuffle the deck until a Joker pops up.
Okay.
So I reshuffle the deck each time a Joker pops up. So somebody's going to get a Joker before the end of the day. So Duke, okay.
Can you hold the action?
Absolutely. You can put a card up your sleeve, but if you try to go right when someone else is going,
you can't. You go after.
You have to. No, you have to do an agility test, and whoever gets the higher agility wins.
Why? Okay. Somebody can go before me. I don't understand.
I'm going to stay right.
So you're staying right where you are.
I'm going to stay behind Jordan.
Morgan.
I'm also holding my action because I'm.
Okay.
I'm just waiting.
Jack. Joey.
Okay.
Screaming.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your turn.
I know, but I'm screaming.
Okay, she's screaming.
Well, I'm trying to decide. Okay, so I have my gun pointed at everybody. Now I'm.
Well, you're kind of covering.
I'm gonna try. Since obviously I don't speak Chinese. Sit. You know. Everyone, calm down. She's with us.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
No, guys. No. Guys, guys, Morgan, please.
And that's...
Sorry.
Thank you. So you're saying...
I'm going to tell.
Calm down, she's with us.
Yeah.
Are you saying anything else?
Does anyone here speak English?
You'll hear the bartender in heavy Chinese accent says, yes, of course. Pulls a shotgun from underneath the counter and points it at you.
What
a
man!
Okay,
so you're part.
Chinese,
so you're part of Artemis's gang.
Oh, fabulous! Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Did anybody else answer her in English?
The only person who answered so far. I mean, they all look like they heard and understood her. But I mean, right now it's just. Everybody's a little on edge, so the bartender's
okay, so
got a shotgun on.
The bartender's aiming at Joey. Is anybody else now turning around and shooting, aiming at us, or is it just the bartender aiming just at Joey?
Well, right now it's the bartender because honestly, it's a reaction.
Where's the bar in this thing?
Yeah,
bar's back here. Actually, the bartender.
Yeah, it's not the bartender. It's only the bartender.
Yeah, so I'm just having the bartender. I mean, the bartender actually couldn't really shoot if he wanted to. He can't shoot until my turn, so
okay.
He's actually underneath. You know, the thing is above him.
Well,
so.
But I don't. So then I don't know if I should shoot at him.
Didn't you do your turn already?
It's her
no.
turn.
Okay.
Wait, how many things can you
saying
do?
Saying something
turn?
Is not your
You
whole
can
turn.
Move and do something. Talking is free. But
okay.
Try and keep what you're saying to about 6 seconds. Every round is about 6 seconds long.
Okay. I needed that.
So basically you have said, you know, okay, they're with us. And he's like, so you're part of Artemis' gang. That's where we're going to hold. Are you doing anything? Are you moving? Are you... physically doing.
Well, I need to decide. I mean, if I can't shoot back at him if he shoots at
me. No, you can hold your action to see what happens. You can hold your card.
I think I'll hold my action.
Okay.
So I'll see if he tries to shoot at me.
Busy.
You can now. Can she try to do the
yeah,
thing again?
Yeah. Can I give a shot at speak Chinese again?
Go right ahead.
Speak Chinese is gonna help.
Go right ahead. Yeah, that's up to Busy.
I don't think speaking Chinese is going to make them.
Well, it might come. The fact that she can speak Chinese. Well, Jesus.
Except, what if they know that it's a spell? It's just going to make the situation worse.
Yeah, if she can speak Chinese. Well, that's the thing, too. At this time in the era, there were missionaries all throughout China, so they were. The fact that she can speak Chinese, they might find it more relaxing.
Not really, because basically all they hear is her praying.
Okay.
They can't see her?
They can see her praying, but there's no visible aspect to what she does.
Okay. No, what I'm saying, does she still... You instill in the habit?
I haven't said anything to them yet.
Yeah, I mean, I assume she threw her habit on.
So she looks like a nun. Okay, so they would notice that she's a nun.
Right, I'm going to give speak language a shot.
Go for it.
Yeah. Let's see if it makes any difference. Is that my action?
Yeah. Like, that is going to be your action for the round.
Okay, but I'll get to... Because
you are casting a miracle. That
you can still talk and
move. Can I do stuff the next time we go around? Yes.
We go around each turn you get to do something. It's okay. All right.
I really, really, really need to speak Chinese, God, and I really, really appreciate your assistance.
You got it.
Yeah!
And I would like to ask them...
So your ears will kind of, like... You basically hear them, you know, everybody's murmuring, you know, okay, we're getting the sheriff, we think she's part, you know, they basically think she's part of Artemis's gang, and because, you know, wiggity magic, Artemis just rose from the grave, they think she's part of Artemis's gang, so they're being very careful.
Okay, so they're mumbling about how they're going to get the sheriff because she's from Artemis's gang.
Well, if you remember,
one guy ran out the door.
They already went for the sheriff.
Okay, they're getting the sheriff.
Okay, so,
and I can now I understand them and I can also talk to them.
But hasn't the sheriff met us, doesn't he?
Yeah, he knows, he remembers it.
Okay, so
did he think you're a part of Artemis's gang, or is his knowing us gonna...
You don't know. I mean...
We can open.
I thought he described everything. If he initially thought you were a part of Artemis's gang,
we would be in jail.
You'd be in jail. But...
Yeah, but if I remember, the sheriff did say to the guys that he wasn't pointing out that you got to stop.
Everybody's very jumpy.
Everyone's been really paranoid.
So I want to say to them to please listen to let me talk for a moment and say that we've just arrived in town. We literally walked into town as Artemis was being hung. We had never seen the man before in our lives.
Okay.
In Chinese.
I want you to roll me persuasion, please.
Or in your case, intimidation.
Six. What's the six? This one is a six?
And don't forget your...
Both of these?
Yes.
Are you waving she waving a ruler as well?
No, that would be... I wanted to tell you guys. I decided to house rule something.
Mm-hmm.
If you have intimidation or persuasion, mm-hmm. you have both. It makes more sense to me and I'm going to name this communicate, where it basically, you can do either. If you started with intimidation, you get a +1 to intimidation. If you started with persuasion, you get a +1 to persuasion.
I have either. So
because basically that means you're better at intimidating or you're better at persuading. She can be very intimidating with the rule. She can be very intimidating, and she's good at getting her point across. But she's a better persuader than an intimidator.
I'm like 4 foot 9, guys. Okay, is this one of those ones where I get a minus, or I just get...
No, straight roll right now. Okay. Actually, you get a +1 because you're trying to persuade people.
Okay,
you're good at persuading.
Okay, guys, come on. I really need you to listen to me, okay? 1 and 5?
5 plus 1 is going to be a 6. That's not with a raise. They don't, like, drop their guns, but they're like, well, maybe, you know, they're hesitating.
Okay. Wait, so 5 plus 1 is on the 1 dice. It's only on the 1 dice, right? It's on the better of the two?
It's the better of the two. And I will take your card,
okay,
please.
I'm still trying to figure that out, sorry. Okay.
It's my turn.
Can I clarify? So they're kind of, like, less, like, they're still kind of, like...
They're holding their guns on her, but they don't look quite as trigger-happy.
Okay, good.
They're still holding her down right now, because you didn't let...
You didn't say anything about me.
You didn't say...
I'm trying to get her to not shoot you. You gotta pick your battles.
So it's my turn, and they're still kind of nervous, so... these two are the ones holding you down. He's going to... Here. this way. That one's going to come this way. That one's going to look that way. Okay. The bartender says, you got the bartender looking at the nun, looking at Joey, and looking at all the guns drawn. They're like, you know, how do we know that you're not going to attack us? I mean, why should we believe
you? Is he speaking, or
he's speaking?
His expression is saying that.
No, he's speaking in English. You know, why should we trust you? You're outsiders. We know nothing about you.
Okay. Well, can I do my action? Or are you going to do yours, or I'm going to do
mine? I was going to insert myself between you and her.
Wait, where are you putting yourself?
Between.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go before you, because I'm higher than you.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to tell her to put her gun away.
Okay. And I'm going to do it just yet. You can do it.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. Lower. Yeah. Put your gun away, and I'm going to put mine away too.
Okay. Do you do it slowly, or do you quick throw it away? Okay.
And I'm just going to say, we'll wait.
All
right. Let's wait for the sheriff.
Aww,
that was my thing. I was going to do the Mutant thing. Let's all just come down a minute.
Okay.
And
so,
wait for the sheriff.
So, so they've done that. Joey, you're still holding your card.
But it isn't it Jess's turn?
Joey's not done going.
Oh, well, Joey can insert, so you can put your
they're
gun
still, like, they're not going to shoot just, well, actually, let me just...
I like that one, but we're not going to shoot.
They're not going to shoot. It sounds good. Yeah,
I like that one.
Yeah, we like that one.
Like you could always, go at any time too.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, let's see what he does.
Yeah, it's true.
There,
because then I can shoot if they shoot.
That's why I said, you know, that's why I told you. Whisper.
Jess,
you,
what are you trying
away,
to do?
And
right
I put mine away.
It's now your turn.
I'm still
held
down.
To the sheriff.
You are being held down. You can try and break free. You can try and just. Stay there. Break,
does she have a power that she can use?
What, yeah, probably not a good thing. They already think she's a witch. They already think she might be a witch.
You might just want to get
let Jess make her up her own mind. What do you think you want to do, Jess?
Trying to get us killed.
Damn hucksters. Yes, because you remember what happened the last time.
Yeah, I know. The huckster just about...
Yeah,
shot with a
shotgun.
Oh, your wife is moving.
Hmm?
Oh, wait, no, maybe that was a pipe.
No, that's...
Just kidding. I thought I heard
something.
Is that your leg?
Maybe.
Hey.
Noah is a human earthquake. Okay.
So what are you doing, guys?
I'm struggling. I yell at them. I don't know where the
okay, are you try? Are you physically trying to break free?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and roll a strength check.
If she manages to break free,
we're in deep trouble.
We're gonna die.
Not necessarily.
No, that's not what I mean. Like, that which doesn't even make sense.
Under your attributes, you should have strength.
Let's see what my strength is.
I don't think she does.
Actually.
No, everybody has a strength. Whether
I have D8. She has a
D8. Oh, God.
She's actually a pretty strong person.
Yeah, me too. I've only got a 6.
She's got a higher strength than me. I've only got an E6.
She's a higher strength than me, but I'm a nun. What were you expecting?
Yeah, but
she's a, this could be in trouble. But she may break free.
Okay,
roll your
D8 plus a D plus your wild card, which is your D6.
Do you ride your horses out in the country?
Yeah, I do a lot of horseback riding.
Roll your 8 and 6.
8 and 6.
Jess, if you move your food container, you'll see what each of them looks like.
8.
Yes, and.
And the square.
Yes, the regular one. The normal dice.
Ah, it is a cube.
A cube. It's a cube.
Okay, I got a 2 and a 3.
Oh, good, thank
okay.
God.
Okay.
A 2 and a 3.
Thank God she didn't break free.
She goes...
Yeah,
well, unfortunately, this is an opposed check, not a straight check.
Huh. Oh, so, oh God, they have to be opposed. Oh, let's hope they roll high.
So let's see how they do.
I don't understand what they're... Oh, they have to roll to whether
just to hold her down.
Hold
still,
her down
she's struggling to get free. And check them.
They rolled a 6. They're holding you down like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, Christ,
yeah, they're really holding you down like there's no tomorrow.
You're
like,
ah,
but that makes more sense. If she broke in through, they definitely think she was a witch.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's what I was thinking. It's like, wait, she's a very thin woman there.
She's a
big, buff fisherman.
Yeah, the fisherman would be able to hold just about any woman down any day. Like, unless she had some sort of power.
Yeah.
Especially if she doesn't
know. Keep in mind, they're drunk.
True, yeah. They're probably, well, not totally drunk, but they're getting a good buzz on.
They're probably
no, at this point, they're fairly drunk. They not only had a good catch today, they're celebrating Artemis being dead. They were snickered.
That's true.
Snickered.
And but so yo, the reason she's struggling and screaming is probably where they're holding her down at.
Well.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you did your turn, and she did her turn, and I did my turn, and Morgan.
I'm holding my action.
And he did his turn.
I didn't do my turn.
So we've got. So Jess is done.
So what happened? What happens now is we are at the end of the round.
Wait, but I...
You two hang on to your cards for the next round.
Why?
Because you now get to go when you want, because you're holding your action, unless you want to go right now.
It's effectively the same as having a joker, except you don't get, like, a bonus.
You don't get bonuses, and you have to compete with people.
No, are they going to get another card?
Yeah, everybody gets a card.
No. Everyone except people who are holding
the card. No, all of us gets a card, except for those two.
Everybody else gets a card. Jess, may I have your current card?
So I hold my card, but I'm technically, like, I had a joke. Like, I can go whenever I want.
You can go when you want, yes.
You effectively have a joker without...
Oh, I got a joker.
No, that's
Jess here.
Oh, whoops.
Okay, so we are looking at... Yes, you are going first, Jess.
Unless one of you... Unless
I'm going to try and go before.
Okay.
Feel free. I'll just keep on struggling.
All right, so...
That means I have to make an agility check, right?
It does... I mean, Jess isn't... If Jess is not competing you to go first...
Do you want
to
go before me?
No, okay. It's kind of like going two times a day.
I'm just pulling my hand out of my backpack and slowly walking down the steps.
Keep in mind your pace. Pace should be
good. I walk like four. My pace is six.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah, standard pace is six.
Yeah, I don't have any, like, detriments to it.
No.
I'm missing an arm and a leg.
No, I'm missing an arm.
I'm missing an arm and a leg.
Right.
The one arm.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
because that one doesn't.
And that's what you did.
Now, Jess can go. Now, that's so you've pulled your hand out. Do you have your device?
No.
You don't.
My device is just sitting in my backpack.
Okay. I have to ask.
No device. The device did not come out with the hand. I was just
go ahead.
Because I don't want.
Are you trying to struggle some more?
Okay.
Trying to debate whether I want to have some. Action going.
As I said, they're drunk fishermen. How are they holding her down? Where are they holding her?
They're basically holding her arms.
Oh, okay, so I just want to make sure.
It makes sense to their character. She is clueless.
Are you trying? Okay. I mean, you can also try. Like, they're only holding your arms. You can try and kick them in the head if you want.
She's also allowed to say, "I want to wait." Right.
What?
She doesn't have to go right. No, she doesn't.
She can hold her action.
Okay, I'll hold my action.
Holding action. Okay.
But wait, can I interrupt some?
Yes, you can okay. You can interrupt, but unless they let you, it's going to be an agility check. Duke.
I'm going to hold my action for right now. I put my gun away and just relaxing.
Joey, you're still holding your card from the last round, meaning Biz.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can I think that I may have taken my gun out, but I can't remember.
You did.
You did take your gun out.
Can I put it away and ask them another question?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to... Put my gun away.
If you're going to do any action that requires a die roll, you're going to be at a -2 because that does count as a multiple action. They have a thing that lets them quick draw their weapons in and out very fast so it doesn't impede them, like, drawing
you. So I can put my gun away and it doesn't...
So you can put your gun... I mean, keep in mind, you're quick. That's still considered a quick draw. So basically that means you just went... to put your gun away. Fast action!
If I put my gun away slowly...
If you put your gun away slowly, it's still going to be like, okay... Okay. So.
If I want to ask them a question and I'm going to need to roll a persuasion again, is that...
I'm not going to count that against you. Okay. That's talk.
I want to put my gun away slowly.
Okay.
And then I would like to say, gentlemen, can we please calm down and let her go so that we can talk about this rationally? And now I will roll my two dices. I have to roll the sixes.
The dices. I hate these mises to pieces.
Six and three.
Six and three. Roll the six again because that's a d6.
It is.
Two.
So
six, seven, eight,
yes.
Nine.
Okay. At this point, while the two gentlemen are still holding her down, the other guys will put their guns away and they're kind of like.
But I'm still held down.
Card.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. Are you moving at all?
Mm-hmm.
Are you staying where you are?
I'm gonna like inch forward a little bit.
Okay. You're basically at the top of the flight of stairs.
Yeah, I'm now like at the bottom, like where they are. They're at the bottom of the stairs.
They're on the stairs.
She's within ruler range now.
Yes, I'm within ruler range.
I'm still held down.
Yes.
You are still held down. Each of the guys basically held you with one arm as they put their gun away and then went back to holding you. You can struggle out.
I'll wait.
Okay. Joey, any action?
I guess I'll slowly put my gun away.
Okay. Put your gun away. Take your card, because that is an action.
Are you going to move at all? Are you going to move down? Are you going to move further into the room? Or?
No, I'll just stay where I am.
Okay. At this point, because I actually had rolled a die to determine when he came in, the sheriff...
Oh, here he is.
Yes. The sheriff will show up.
If I'd known that it would work that way, I just would have put my gun away in the last round. I didn't really understand what you're talking about.
The sheriff will come back. Keep in mind that normally drawing or putting a gun away for you doesn't really count.
Normally, count this time?
Because you're doing it carefully.
Why couldn't I do that on my last?
You could have. You could have. It would just count for your action.
And you wouldn't have gotten.
I'm sorry, that was.
It doesn't really matter
what order I went in because I still went after her, though.
It's fine. So at this point, with another one of the Chinese guys, the sheriff will walk in and go, "Whoa." He'll rattle something off in Chinese, which
I would understand.
Which basically you understand as being, "What are you drunk fools doing? Why is there a woman on the table? What is going on?" they'll start chattering back to him that...
Would he yell at the bartender to put the gun down? Probably.
Not yet.
You may not even notice him amongst all the other guys staying there with this woman.
You know, they'll start chattering back to him that she appeared out of nowhere, there was a flash of light. Now, they're all drunk. He looks over at the bartender, and the bartender's going... and he goes... okay, I'll handle this. Let her go. They'll take their hands off her. He'll step up to you. Look down at you on the table. Ma'am. Lady, come with me. So he's telling you to come with him. What are you doing?
Well, I'm dusting myself off because these assholes kept on trying.
So you get up.
So
you hop down off the table, and they're kind of backing away.
I turn my head and glare at them.
At this point, she's probably straightening her dress.
Yeah, seriously.
And fixing her hair.
Dressing her bogus.
Okay. So as you glare at one of them.
Oh, jeez.
They're drunks. You glared a little too hard.
Uh-oh. Thanks.
And the guy actually squeezes his trigger and blows a hole in the floor. Which in turn... makes the bartender jumpy.
And the bartender blows up on the wall.
You're a disaster.
And the bartender...
Oh, wait, the bartender's aiming his gun at you.
And the bartender, Joey, let's see if he hits you.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Jess.
No, he does not hit you. He actually blows a hole in the wall near your head.
Can I, like, as a reactionary, kind of, like, just, like...
jump back.
I give Jess the dirtiest look
ever. Because I don't do gunfire because I'm a nun.
You have a gun.
I have a gun. I picture her being like the, don't shoot me.
Actually, what are you shooting? I actually think you have a fairly decent shot.
What's shooting?
Shooting would be under your skills.
My shooting is better than
mine. Yeah, D6 is an okay shot. I'm actually an okay shot.
But like, just because she's an okay shot doesn't mean she's not like, please don't shoot me.
Okay.
He's only going to shoot her, buddy.
I turn back to the sheriff.
Yeah.
And I go, why should I come with you?
Pulls his badge. Points it at you.
Yeah, that's a pretty good reason.
I would probably say it's because go with him before you get any of us killed.
Yes.
Are we still initiative? So it's still turn.
At this point, we're kind of out of initiative.
Combat diffused, theoretically.
For the most part,
the guns went off because they were just. Because
they're spats.
Right.
Okay.
So you all are you guys going to step outside?
I'm going to ask if it would be okay with the sheriff if we followed along because we are with Miss Jessica.
That's
unfortunately.
You're with her.
did you actually have unfortunately?
That's fine.
No, the tone of voice.
Okay. So you all are going with her, I assume?
Yeah, we're all kind of.
So you all step outside.
Reluctantly going with her.
Jeez, I got a posse.
All right. You guys all step outside. And
can we take these guys?
Yes, please sweep those guys to the side.
We all kind of move around. I'm going to be definitely like...
Y'all head out the door.
I go back to back with Miss...
Poor Jarvis inside.
He'll be fine.
Relax, he's fine.
The room's locked behind him.
So. Ooh, wait, I don't go outside.
Yes, you do.
he grabs me by the arm as I'm walking back up to the stairs and drags me along with them.
So you get outside.
You're not going nowhere.
And the sheriff's going to look at you and goes, I really don't need this tonight. The grave is open. People are appearing out of nowhere. I don't know what the heck. And as he's talking to you, you see a hand.
Oh,
from?
A disembodied hand?
With nothing else attached to it, going...
It's like...
Right across in front of all of you, and you're just like...
What the hell?
What?
I didn't do it. This better not happen to the I Heart Zombies, Noah.
Wow. Not, it doesn't, it doesn't. Okay, so... I need all of you to make me a guts roll.
What is my
guts? Everybody has guts. Don't forget to add your grit.
What is your grit? Right.
One, two.
All right.
No, and two.
Eight and the six.
And,
I don't see guts.
And it's under skills, Joey.
What if you don't have it trained? It's just the same as the...
If you don't have it trained, you are going to roll... The attribute and
I'm a
habit,
D12.
Which is you're a D12 and guts.
I'm a D10, and then I add, and then I go plus.
D10, D your wild card, add two.
Round down.
Wild card, add two.
Let me rephrase that. You're rolling it at a straight roll. Joey, you're rolling at a straight roll. Everybody else is rolling at a negative one.
At a negative one.
Okay, so all right,
there's a fear level in the town. The fear level affects.
Oh, so I got.
I completely lost my. What am I rolling?
It's a one. And did you just roll two ones?
Yes, sir.
Do you wish to Benny that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I have a question.
So I'm having my die and minus
read
one.
Read your paper, Jess. It tells you.
Yes.
I
know, but
I
got an eight and whatever the heck this is.
Unless I round it up, because that's two.
I think that's the six.
That's a six.
So I got
rolling.
An eight.
Keep
and
rolling.
A...
Keep rolling.
I got an eight.
No, just the one that maxed.
Oh shit. Okay. The other one was an eight.
Eight. Okay.
And this was a six again.
Keep rolling. Until it stops rolling a six.
A one.
Okay. You're...
Clearly I'm not scared.
Well, okay. Clearly it's like... For Joanna, it's...
Okay.
I freaked out last time because of something that happened, which we're still not telling Jess about.
Or Morgan.
Or May.
Or Morgan.
But well,
I've seen weird things before, and it's an animated hand. Lovely.
Jess, I rolled a six and a
you
four.
You freaked out.
Well, no, this is important. I can roll the blue one and add an extra D6.
Yes.
Is that D6 halved in it?
No.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Benny's a
little bit. That's a little bit better. I got a six altogether.
Okay. Then you're good.
I rolled an eight and a six. Do I roll both of them again?
Yes, you did.
Oh, so she should be fine.
What did you roll?
I rolled a six and a four.
Fine.
After modifiers, because you had straight.
Yeah.
You're fine.
I got five and a two the second time.
You got five and a two. You are more than fine.
Fabulous.
What did you roll?
Why is she more than fine and I wasn't? I...
Well, no, because you're more than fine.
I rolled and a six and then rolled two more dice on top of it.
I rolled one of them three times.
Yeah, no, she's also, you're also more than fine. What?
You're a seven and a five.
A seven and a five minus one.
Six,
you're okay.
Yeah, so we're all kind of same.
You're okay, you're okay. You're all okay with it.
We're
let's check the sheriff.
The sheriff may be a little whacked.
I would love it if the sheriff fainted. I just can't take anymore.
I can't
take this. He's like,
I can't take this anymore!
This is not my kind of thing!
Can't do it anymore.
He's probably just like,
I would love it if he shoots at the hand. I want him to shoot at the hand.
Oh my god, I want to shoot the hand.
Oh, I want to shoot the hand!
Okay.
Why would anybody want to listen to us?
Guts. Because it's actually really funny to listen to.
It's actually it's really entertaining. Have you listened to our old song?
You should tell me.
Please tell me he passed. Please tell me he passed. Okay. So he failed.
Oh no!
Great.
But if he failed, does that impact us?
That may impact us. Yeah.
No, not it affects him. He can't handle this.
Is he gonna faint? That'd be fabulous.
He screams and goes running off into the night.
Oh,
please tell me he doesn't pass out.
I think that'd be really
shooting
funny.
Us.
The sheriff looks at this hand, grabs his chest.
Oh no, that's why he's dying.
He's some artifact
and drops dead.
Oh my god! No! Just got him to have a heart attack.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, she's gonna try.
Can
and
I do something about this?
You can. I will allow you to try.
Okay, what am I? Where's my
but?
Did you actually roll the head on that?
I rolled a natural 20. On the fear table. And due to the fear level...
That was the one you told me about. You can actually drop dead of a heart attack if you fail a guts check. Holy shit.
Maybe either H.
No, what's it called? Healing? I can't find it.
It would be lesser healing.
Ah, okay.
Oh, so lesser healing. Okay.
For lesser healing.
Please bring this man back. So we don't need the sheriff to die in front of us.
No, this is back protection.
Because all these people saw us leave with him. He drops dead. We're all in trouble.
No.
It's a minor power.
I can't find it.
Don't worry about it. I know what it is. Roll a faith check. Anytime you're rolling, you're always going to roll a faith check. It's a novice power.
This one?
What is
a
it?
D10.
Nope.
That's
D12.
Then 10 is the round one.
And your blue one. Roll your blue one, please. I'd like you to roll your blue one for your wild card just because it's easier for me to keep track of.
Okay, so you can add your assistance because this is really just not okay. 5 and 3. Fail.
Okay. Fail. No!
No.
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 Not
no. Minus two. Yes. Fine. Fail.
Why should I minus two?
He's dead. I mean,
why is he at a minus? Why should I minus two?
Because it's eight. Because it for each level of the power, you take a minus to it. So it's a faith. Actually, let me see your character for one second.
We are in trouble.
I'm trying to remember if you have.
We
any bonuses
are in.
They're
going to
say we killed. The sheriff.
We're going to say we killed the sheriff.
All right. You don't. Oh no! I'm sorry. That's wrong.
It's not minus two?
It's not. It's actually, you actually break even on those because you have a plus two. You actually should have cast it the first time. The first time. You're going to cast heal on him. And so basically, you run over. You
changes how that would have gone.
Not by that much, actually. Because it. So she runs over, prays, and basically smacks him in the chest.
I straight didn't hit it out.
And he's going to. He's going to.
Put the letter out.
All right.
That's
so,
Elizabeth's moment.
Clear! So basically, he's gonna. So she sees him drop, runs over. Please, Lord, don't let this man die. Bam! And he just goes.
Thank you.
And passes back out.
But he's still alive.
But he's not dead.
As you check him over, he is not dead. But he's unconscious.
Okay.
And he does not look well.
I can handle unconscious. The whole dead
thing. Now, you are outside.
Okay. Where's the sheriff's office? From where we are.
That way.
How far that way?
Let's not worry about that right now.
Where's the hand right now?
The hand is gone.
That's
barely
irrelevant.
Wait. Noah's telling us not to worry about that. That tends to not be a good idea.
Bad things. I'm standing here now, by the way.
I'm going to assume there are a bunch of people who just ran outside going, "Oh my god, they killed the sheriff!"
Fabulous.
Actually, he just went like this.
Actually, I want to know where the hand, guys, listen,
where did the hand come from?
The hand basically came from this side of the street and just went.
Ran down the street.
It just ran down the street and went around the corner and is gone.
By hand.
Now, nobody from the saloon followed us out from the inn or where the tavern are. Okay, so
they didn't see
the inn or the tavern or the
saloon. Guys, I want you to hang on for just a minute, and we will get to what's going on.
Can I yell and be like, "Yo, what the hell is going on? Where the hell am I?"
Okay. So yes,
eventually we have to have introductions soon.
As you guys, okay, you guys are crowded around him. She's going, "What the hell's going on? What are you telling her?"
Well, actually, move us all around the sheriff. So you're all.
I turn to her.
Okay.
And I go.
Strange.
Wait, what?
I didn't actually write that down. Can you inform me of this?
Of what? What happened?
Yeah. I need a number. Okay. Wait.
Jess, the last thing you remember, and I'm sure Joey's explained. Are you going to explain that to her?
Yes.
Okay.
It was 1877. What was the date? Did we?
I don't know. It was March 1877. The last time you remember, okay. Jess,
it was
March 1877. It is now.
It's fucking July 17th. 1879, and we're in California.
It is actually July.
July 17th.
Wait. This is important.
It is actually. I corrected that. It was actually July 17th. It is now July 18th since it's after midnight.
Right.
Okay. So it's July. It's July 18th, 1879. And we're in California.
Are you saying that out loud?
I said that to her.
Both of you, one more set of guts checks, please.
That's so kind of important.
Those two, yeah, you didn't know
that's
that.
Kind of important. I go,
we left, where what? Were we? We were in what? We were.
You
we
guys were. In, you guys were in 1876.
I rolled a six. I get to roll that again, yes. Right?
So means
you're probably. I'm adding it all up in hand.
You may with your with one of your two we're advances that you're going to get at the end of the session, you may want to take... Guts as a skill.
I think I will.
Gus is a very important stuffer.
11 you're, divided by
you're,
2 is 5.
You're like,
you didn't go nuts.
I go.
Actually, your whole approach to this is, what did that little bugger of a mad scientist do that put us 2-3 years into the future?
No, I'm going, 3 years.
How do I do that?
How do
Jess,
I?
Now this is going to be interesting.
Guys, I need to know. I need to be able to hear. Jess, what did you get on your Gus roll?
No.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. So.
How did that happen?
So, well, like I said, you guys don't know how you got into the future, but what you know is that.
Or how we got to California.
And Joey, of course, will explain to you that as they got to town, they looked at a newspaper. The newspaper gave the date of the. Whatever I said it is,
July
the 12th.
It was, 17th.
It was the 12th.
July 17th.
Or the 17th, it's now the
18th. Pick one. You said.
It's the 17th. It was July 17th when they arrived. It's now after midnight, so it's the 18th. They're not sure. She'll explain to you that they woke up on the coast of California with, like, ocean below them and all this stuff. Now, you are going to see a mob of people running towards you. You are going to see that mob come up to you, kind of glance at you as they go by, and keep running.
Okay.
They're chasing the hand.
No.
They're just going that way.
Okay, I'm going to
follow. Because in the last few seconds of your spell before it actually kind of dissipates, you will hear, "What the hell are you standing there for? The zombies are coming."
You said it wasn't zombies.
I never said it wasn't zombies.
Now here's Tobias. My reaction is I'm seeing this mob coming towards us, and we're looking at the sheriff on our end. We're all kind of surrounding the sheriff, so they probably would be able to see that it's the sheriff, hopefully.
They're
but my reaction is I'm looking at them coming toward us. What do they look like?
Chinese.
Are they like
Chinese doctor?
Do they look scared?
They look scared.
Upset?
They look scared.
Mad? Scared? So they're basically running away from something.
Yes.
So here's
what happens.
Did they say it in English or Chinese?
You understood that.
They said it in Chinese.
Okay, can I take a moment to tell them what they said?
Yes. Now, here's what happens. You're going to see a man who you recognize.
Oh, no, it's Bojangles.
No, it's...
Yeah, I know. His name's Artemis.
It's Artemis.
You will recognize this man. He has very pale skin, however. There is a line around, a thick line on his neck.
Oh!
His head is actually cocked to the side a little bit.
Oh, great.
Because
his neck was broken.
And he will just look at you and just start laughing. On his belt are two guns. And as he's laughing, one more Chinese person starts to run past him. He draws this gun, clicks it back, shoots. The man just disappears. Like, spray of blood, the man is just obliterated.
What?
And I am going to discreetly reach for my rosary. Yeah. Just throwing that out there.
Okay. So,
okay, I look at them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, who's
I feel the devil. Come on now.
Where's my freaking
That doesn't
strength?
Mean you're immune to this.
I look at them, grab the sheriff under one arm, touch the red, grab the other arm, let's move.
Okay, knowledge occult.
What?
Where's my occult knowledge? Oh, I do have that.
I know both of you. It's a requirement for a veteran of the Weird West. So I know the two of you have it.
Told me that's a six.
Yes, it's a six.
Keep rolling.
Six and a five.
Ten.
Ten and five.
What do I need to roll?
Just roll it and I'll tell you whether you succeed or not.
Three and a one.
No. John, you realize that the only way this man can be back is if he is harrowed.
Oh.
Can we English that, please?
Harrowed, a man who is harrowed. the harrowed are...
Undead.
Basically undead. They are individuals who have been chosen to... Are trying to be taken over by Manitou, who are evil spirits. And so he is partly possessed by this Manitou, you would assume. Actually, you can roll it to as your faith. Roll your faith.
Because
what I decided was you have that. You have a knowledge of it. You yes. No, actually, it was the other one.
This one?
Yes.
Three and six?
Yes.
Three and three.
Nine.
So you got nine. Yeah, you're also going to realize that this man is harrowed.
Okay.
Joe, if you want to pick another set, go right ahead.
Like her set.
Cheers, Mike.
So he, well, so
you
yeah,
yes, sure, give me
Molly. Give her the purple set. So you realize this man is harrowed. The thing that's strange is obliterating a man with a gun isn't something that should happen.
No, he's got a, the gun's got to be either special or...
And as you look, the gun is like...
Shimmering.
Not quite shimmering, but there's a strange darkness around it.
Oh, no.
And, so before we go into initiative, one other thing happens. You're gonna feel on your shoulder something grab and come off, and you're gonna see this hand. It basically came up, hit your back, and jumped.
The hand that was running down the street.
The hand that was running down the street. It jumps all the way to him, clamps on his wrist, and you hear crunch as it squeezes, and it makes him drop the gun. The second that it's out of his hand, the gun stops glowing, stops being dark.
Oh.
So the hand
he will actually pull a knife, stab the hand, throw it into the darkness, and clutching his wrist, goes, I don't have the time to deal with this. He does, for some reason, he leaves the gun. And he's going to run off.
He was by himself.
He was by himself.
We're kind of confused. Artemis is saying all this?
Okay. Here's what happened. Hand came up. Jumped on John. Jumped to Artemis. Crunched Artemis's wrist. He drops the gun.
We have all heard the loud pop, so he broke his wrist.
He broke his wrist. He stabs the thing. And for some reason, he's very distracted at this point. He throws the hand into the darkness and runs off. The gun is on the ground. But... before you can go for it, y'all have... There's a problem.
Of course there is.
There's a problem?
Oh, yeah, there's always a problem.
Oh, God.
Ew, what are those?
People. The bag.
It's my bag.
Yo, is that the bag of zombies?
No.
No, but there's going to be a bag.
Actually, you should use the zombies.
Actually, wait a second. Where's my zombie game?
It's on the bottom of the floor there.
Make it easier. Coming up out of the ground.
We're going to fight. Wait, out of the ground.
Popping up out of the ground.
Oh. They built this town on a graveyard.
Okay.
How many?
Have they built this town on a graveyard or a reason? Oh.
They just like pop up in between us and the gun?
Gosh.
Where, well, actually, we need something here. Oh, actually, I just saw it here.
Yes.
Put that on the ground. There's the gun.
The gun
it's
is
a
here.
Gun. Kind of attached to it. My question is, why did the hand help us? I thought it was part of him.
I'm going to reason with the zombies.
No,
you.
I reason with an adult. Excuse me.
What's your name again, Duke?
Duke.
Your actual name is
no
not,
John. No,
your name is John. John. Your character's name is Duke. I would just like to tell Duke that you should never lick a gift horse in the mouth.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter why the hand helped us. We're currently not.
Why the hand helped us?
Can't be Jesus.
I'm not worried about that.
What the.
Okay, one way or the other, we're going to have to get through these zombies. I'm going to try and reason with them.
No, no. You know what you want?
Sorry about Artemis.
I think I about
that's
this.
That's Artemis.
What? Zombies.
Think about this. What do you like?
Well, I'm good at killing
Ghost
zombies,
metal.
Remember?
What?
And metal.
Strange thing. Yeah, and what was the gun?
Things
glowing
cool.
And dark or everything?
Yeah.
You want the gun,
would,
if anything.
Would I
you want that gun.
Whether or not it was something scientific-y? Can I make a check to see if I would have noticed it if it was scientific?
But wouldn't you have to do an investigation?
Okay. Would I know one way or the other if it were scientific or weren't?
It's a gun.
Well, the fact that he blew the man apart.
You have never seen anything like it.
Okay. So there's a good chance that it's not something, you know...
Okay, is Artemis still here?
No, he ran.
No, Artemis, the hand jumped up... The hand that ran down the street came back... Hit my shoulder and flew from my shoulder to Artemis's.
Broke
his wrist. He dropped the gun.
And ran away.
Can't
and
deal
ran
with
it. Artemis was very upset.
Said he couldn't deal with it anymore.
He didn't want to deal with this. Grabbed
Ooh.
The knife off his belt with his other hand. Stabbed the knife. And it ran. Did we notice Artemis do anything to cause these zombies to come up?
Guys.
No one has an ace.
The zombies go first.
The zombies are going first.
Fabulosity. Does drawing my gun count as a turn?
Yes, but it counts as an action. You can take a -2 to whatever you're doing. However, it's okay.
Because I really have the dice.
And when is the sheriff going? If is he? Can we rouse him? course, that may not be the best thing. He wakes up and sees zombies surrounding us. He may pass out again.
All right, don't yell, guys. Let me get this out of the way.
We're definitely doing
we're
going to
need the room.
This is going to be dangerous. This is going to be...
I'm scared, because I'm going to die. It's been nice knowing you people. I'm saying the rosary in my pocket. Hail Mary. Right. 10 Hail Marys. And our father.
Okay.
And Molly's still sent asleep in the room. And so. And
hey, she's got the right idea.
We should never have gotten up.
Molly's asleep. Oh, that was, when, that was when we could use...
This is where I go. Yeah,
seriously.
I should not have even bothered.
Oh, if we'd only left the window open for Jarvis.
Alas. Do we... Is there any way we could contact Jarvis?
Robot.
From there?
No.
Yelling Jarvis?
You can try yelling for him.
All right. You can try and run and... Get him.
Yeah.
Don't worry. No, don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, fun with the zombies.
Give me a bunch of the...
These people?
Those people. Because, actually...
There should be townspeople.
There are some townspeople kind of milling that were, like, running, and they're kind of caught in the middle of this. And a bunch of the guys from the bar are actually outside trying to see what the heck's going on.
Well, they heard the people running down the street, and they heard...
So let me do one more...
Take guts check.
Wow. Really? Okay.
This is going to be interesting.
This is going to be very interesting. Okay.
Was that a heart?
Yes, Queen of Hearts.
So hearts diamonds. Yes. So zombies go, the townspeople go, and then you
start going.
Actually, no. Zombies go, you go.
All right, I got a king.
Okay. So the zombies are going to start basically just they just came up out of the earth and they're.
Joey, can you grab me a different cup?
Did when Artemis went running off after the whole thing? Did he, like, make a motion or do anything that causes, that we decided him causing the zombies?
Give me a notice. Give me perception. No. I forget which notice.
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 Notice is what this game is. Perception is D&D.
Notice.
Right below smarts.
Oh,
directly below smarts.
Okay.
So these guys.
You saw him kind of go like that.
Down at
like
the ground?
Down at the ground.
And then they started popping.
They started popping.
Is it shaking off hand down at the ground?
Yeah.
Or? Okay, so... Okay. That works.
Joy.
Alright.
So, wait, what did I miss?
So...
Nothing. He cast it. He didn't notice, but you wouldn't.
I would notice because I didn't know I was watching what he was doing. You? Would she have... Could she have seen it?
Yeah, everybody can roll me notice.
To see if they... What am I trying to notice?
I was trying to see if Artemis caused the zombies to appear.
You, when you were watching Artemis run off, you saw it?
2 and 2.
You did not see it?
I was too busy.
It's my notice.
It notices a scale.
9, 8, 8.
Smart.
No,
this is my D8, right?
Different sheets.
It's directed. All right.
Different sheets.
I don't have anything.
8 and 5?
Oh.
Yep.
Yo, I rolled an 8, so I re-roll, right?
Keep rolling.
Apparently I'm not smart.
And a 3.
Yeah, you not only saw him shake his hand off... You saw him kind of, like, flick some stuff to the ground.
Oh. Flick some stuff to the ground.
Yeah. You don't know what it was. It's dark out. It was hard to see what it was.
But he flicked something.
But he flicked something.
But the zombies suddenly started popping up out of the ground, so that's where we're...
Wait, so smart scene and smart...
No. Show her where notice would be, Joey. See if she has notice.
She may not
have notice.
Up. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, she does not have
notice. Okay, then roll smarts and take half. Or... I keep saying half. It shouldn't have been half. It should have been minus 2.
Yeah.
Smart.
Well, I was still fine with
it. Smart's minus 2.
Roll that into DC and your D6.
Yeah. She's got a good smart, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw it.
Which is counterintuitive because she's clueless.
Wait, no, her smarts was supposed to be her 12, not her 10, not her 12.
Oh, was it?
She rolled an 11, so.
Okay.
She saw him flip the stuff.
One. Yeah, that one. Roll that.
You did not see it.
You did see it.
Oh, that, no, that's
a 0 is a 10.
That's a 0 is a 10.
Yes, you saw it. I gotta look at and see if it's supposed to be half or what. I don't remember what we... Like, the way they have it in the book is, like, D4 minus 2, if you don't have the skill.
But it's based off of what should be whatever the D...
Yeah, that's how I like to do it.
Yeah, take minus 2,
anyway.
I guess, whatever.
Actually, I think it's... No, it should be half,
half of what it is.
Half
yeah.
of whatever. Anyway, she made it.
So. She saw it.
So you guys all saw him kind of like flick something. And
I didn't.
Anybody who saw him flick something towards the ground, and it glittered a little bit.
And then the zombies
were just
like right.
out of the ground.
I know,
so.
The nun cursed me.
All right.
So the zombies are from
So the zombies are going to start attacking.
Okay. No, bathroom's right around the corner, right?
Yes.
I'll be right back. If it happens to get to my turn, I'm just holding my action.
Okay.
Could we actually, could we take, a 2-minute break?
Yeah, if you want to take a 2-minute break, sure.
Yeah.
Recording. Okay, so...
Yep, she's not outside. She's
so...
She's
so...
No, I'll explain to you where I am.
No, yeah, you'll find out. Oh, actually, that means...
I was going to say, don't you know?
All right. I need chips.
Yes, you do.
And my dice also.
Oh, yeah. Somebody, Joey stole your dice because her dice went...
She was really mad. And I get much better... I got much better rolls.
Good, you keep them. Fine. You keep them.
I can give Molly the Deadlands dice.
I want more my Deadlands dice.
They were really sucking for Joey, which was really funny, because so I think your dice like you.
They just like you, then.
Yes.
This is as far as my arms are, I'm sure.
Okay.
That's what she uses.
So, the zombies are attacking. That's right. Sure. There's a bunch of zombies who are kind of just milling, standing there around the gun. Okay, so I have a bunch of attacks to roll.
Who are they attacking?
Well,
there's
townspeople,
and...
We got one here, one there. Now, keep in mind that when you're shooting, while you're shooting is normally a 4, you're now targeting whatever their parry is if they're at one, if they're only 1 square away from you, which is a mighty 5.
So how much higher than that do we have to get?
Okay, that's going to hit.
Start one to the street and work back. Ooh,
went down.
That's where the Chinese fisherman just went down from the zombie.
No, stop shaking your foot.
That's actually not me.
Joey, stop shaking your foot.
Actually,
Morgan,
that was Morgan, I think.
Damn it, now I have a third one?
I'm sorry.
I got 3 to keep track of now.
We really got 4.
He's okay. He's okay. Joey, what's your parry?
My parry? What's that under?
It would be under derived attributes.
Like under here?
No, look under your direct attributes.
My parry is 6.
Okay, that misses you. Morgan, what's your parry?
But I don't have fighting. Plus one half what do fighting. I,
Wait. Then it says plus one half fighting, and then it is 4 plus
0. That's already been calculated.
If I don't have fighting, what would it go? Just 2? All right, I have 2.
Okay.
My fighting's a d8.
You are hit.
Oh, no! Do I contract the zombie plague?
What's your toughness?
My toughness is 5.
You are shaken.
Okay, I don't know what that does, but...
He dies, he goes down, and he goes down.
Oh, well, there goes our,
That's the town, that's our shield.
There goes all the
townsfolk, they're not very useful.
Well,
no, there's one townsfolk standing over there.
Kept them busy.
2, actually.
2 of them, they're still alive.
Okay, so that's them. Morgan, it's your turn.
What does shaken do to me again?
Shaken, you cannot act until you become unshaken. You will roll a vigor or spirit roll, whichever is higher, to become unshaken. However, if you unshake, you are simply unshaken. If you get it with a raise, you are able to act. You can spend. You can toss one of your bennies to simply automatically get the roll and act. You can also spend the Benny after you've rolled.
Okay.
There's a roll first.
A raise is when I...
4 up. 4 above your target. So you need an 8.
All right.
Oh, God.
You got it. Yeah. You are unshaken and you can act. You are right here currently. And there's a zombie right in front of you.
Okay, so pulling out my device and firing it.
It's going to be a multiple action penalty. All right. You are going to take a -2 to your action.
-2.
All right. To your attack.
So I'm pulling... this is not a good idea. I'm going to pull my gun on the zombie and shoot it instead.
Okay, so you pull the gun, and you're just shooting the zombie.
I am just going to shoot the zombie.
Okay. Roll the hit.
So if 5? I get a plus 1 on my... Do I have a plus 2?
Do you have trademark weapon?
I have trademark weapon, and I also get a plus 1 for my hit, from my handguns.
So you have a plus 2.
So I have a plus 2. Okay.
You hit a 5. Very good. You have hit him. Roll damage. What weapon do you have?
Peacemaker.
Cold Peacemaker's 2d6
plus
1.
2d6
plus
1.
2d6 plus 1. I wrote that down, didn't I?
Yeah,
no,
it's
I didn't.
On here. Should be somewhere.
No, I didn't. Right.
5, 6.
My
6.
Is a d10.
Alright. Give me a number. from 1 to 8.
7.
You hit him in the arm. And so what damage did you do?
6.
You do not even break his toughness.
Alas.
Wow.
What's his toughness?
So I shot it, and it just kind of stood there.
It stood there.
Screwed.
Oh, God, these things are nasty.
There's no, like, opportunity attacks like in D&D. I can just
kind of
run
but there
away,
are
right?
called shots.
Oh, boy.
Called shot head is a -4, but it does extra damage.
That's what you should have done.
So if I call a shot...
Now, you call a shot, you would be at a -2 to hit.
I didn't do anything yet.
Well, no. I can still move away, right?
Oh, yes. He will get a swing at you as you move away. There are opportunity attacks.
No. I would probably notice for me.
Although you can shift one square.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to shift one square back next to the nun. No offense.
Okay. What happened?
I'm not like opening you up. But.
Question, though. Yes. Now, because I'm a veteran of the Weird West, like that, would I know that to kill these things,
I'm
going to shoot him in the head?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Joe,
you would also know.
Shoot him in the head.
It's a zombie. Shoot it in the head.
Okay.
How hard is it to hit it in the head?
You got a cold shot.
You got a call. It's a called shot at a minus. I think it's -4.
Oh Jesus!
Let me find. Called shot basically means I'm trying to hit it in the head.
Yep.
So basically, you're saying I'm aiming for its head, which is harder to hit.
Okay, I'm going to do the old quick draw of my gun as there's zombies as we're doing all this, and I'm going to say to everyone, aim for the head.
Okay.
Shoot it in the head. See, I didn't know there was a
called shot for the head. And I'm going to aim over the shoulder of Miss Joanna, trying to keep her safe, for the zombie that's trying to chomp on her.
Yes, head or vitals is a -4.
Ooh, 4-4.
Okay. What are you shooting at?
The zombie that's trying to chomp on.
Are you trying to aim for the head?
Oh, yeah.
Then you do not hit.
I missed.
Actually, okay, you were
what's a duelist do?
That's what I'm doing.
I have duelist. That gives me a +2 in a fight, right? Well, actually, I get +2 cards, whatever that means, in a combat.
So, no, that's in a duel. That does not affect regular combat. I'll take your card. Actually, you shouldn't have even gone. Yeah, the townsfolk.
Pretty much died.
let's see how good this townsfolk is.
Damn, -4. This is like we're gonna die.
I have a question.
What do you have for shooting, Joanna? Or Joey?
D10.
Wow. So this townsman turns around, pulls his gun, and blows the zombie's head off.
Thank you, Ted.
How does a townsperson shoot it in the head and blow its head off?
With a D4. Shooting, he rolled 4 and 4 and 3.
Oh my god.
He is a lucky, lucky townsman.
You know what it was? He turned around and the zombie was like right here and he just kind of went like open his open mouth. He put the gun in its mouth and pulled
the
trigger.
He put it up to its chin and pulled the trigger and his head.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was
the question? I was firing a little further away over
here. You have turn undead.
Huh?
There is a turn undead power.
Oh, please try that
KS.
One.
KS. Under turn undead, I guess, huh?
Whose turn is it?
It's not on my list.
Technically,
is it in that book?
Jess's.
It should be.
Next, that's
I see telekinesis.
Well, maybe you don't have turn undead.
Jess doesn't even have a gun, dude.
I'm sorry, no. I'm thinking of something else. Sorry, never mind.
I wanted to ask about.
She has a something.
I have magic. Does that apply to only me? Can I
read the spell?
I can't figure it out. Where did it go? I lost my page. See, I was all prepared. Blessed is Shaman who does nothing but concentrate on his face. It's very difficult for creatures of darkness to oppose. You can't take any other actions. You can't move.
Mm-hmm.
A supernatural creature that wants to directly attack using a character using protection must first win an opposed test.
So
it's
hold on. Let me take a look at this, because...
It doesn't specify whether or not I can use it on other people, and if I can, I'd like to
protection.
Try to save my posse.
Range self.
So
sorry. I don't.
You should still try and protect yourself from the undead.
Yeah, well.
As God forbid something happens, you can heal us.
Considering my strength is a 6.
Alright, so. Yeah. Is it. Actually,
it's
the townsfolk went. You went. Oh, so it is.
Jess's turn.
Yes.
Yes, Spades and Highland Hearts.
When do I get to go?
You're on a four of clubs right now. So you're actually going to go to last.
Dang it.
Unfortunately.
What?
I should have done that turn.
What?
What?
There is an aiming ability.
Yes, you can aim. Oh, I forgot about that. You can aim for a round and get a plus two to hit.
Can I change that and do that on this round?
Sure.
I quick drew and I'm aiming over your shoulder at the one that's in front of you. Training.
Don't forget there's one next to you.
Yeah.
Well, he was concentrating on him before he moved. Yeah.
I was.
Well, I'm trying to perfect.
That's fine.
You can use a turn to aim.
You can take a round to aim, and it will give you a plus.
She smiled at me.
Range smarts.
I'm gonna protect her.
Translate.
Range.
It says range is
what
barrier. Oh, it's season. Never mind.
No, is that just no? It means you take a negative two, or a negative four to use the power. Read the spell because I think that what that means is that you get that many. Whatever your smarts die is, you roll your smarts and you get that many squares of barrier.
Oh, hey.
Barrier creates a solid immobile wall to protect the user against attack or entrap an opponent. Regardless of what the barrier is made of, it has a toughness of 10. Every power point spent creates a 1-inch wide section of the wall.
Okay.
Is a... Quotes are inch, right?
One square.
The barrier ranges in width from a few real-world inches thick for... The exact placement of each section is defined by the caster, but each section must be connected to at least one other section after the first. When the spell expires or the section is broken, it crumbles to dust.
I'm sorry, no. Range smarts, it means that you can put it up to a certain number of
squares
away from you. Keep reading, though.
Each section of the barrier may be destroyed by an attack that exceeds its toughness of 10. Hitting the wall is an automatic with fighting attack. But raises only attack rolls and not grant bonus damage. Opponents may climb the barrier at minus two if they're climbing. If the roll is made of something solid, if it's made of something solid. Fiery versions of the barrier cause 2d4 damage to anyone who wishes to leap through instead.
I'm going to say...
It says for the blessed, it would be a near invisible wall of force.
Right. I'm going to say that since it's a negative... What is the PowerPoint cost on it?
One per section.
Because you're at a negative four, I will say that you would be spending the equivalent of four power points. You would be able to create a 4-inch section of barrier.
Within
that's not really going to do much, is it?
You can create a 4-inch section of barrier per turn. It lasts 3 turns.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm gonna think. Can I think? Can you help me? Why are you?
Yeah, go ahead.
How wide is the street? It's only 4 squares. You could put a barrier right across the street between us and some of the zombies, at least.
Well, I think
sitting next to you, you're not going to die from what I have.
Keep going. So what are you going to do, Bess?
Well, it's not my turn, is it?
Oh, no, it's Jess's turn. Jess, what are you doing? Jess, what are you doing?
Oh, we're at me now?
We've been at you.
I was asking a question.
Yeah. Can I ask for help from my devil friends?
Yes, you can use your power points before you deal with the devil. You should have like 10 power points.
Okay. She can't control the zombies.
No.
Done.
No, that'd be like
she actually does not have that access to that power yet.
That'd be like 40th. Well, maybe not that high.
There's no levels. Keep in mind. Well, there's ranks.
Like, maybe like
ranks. Yeah.
Second.
I forget what rank that spell is.
Control dead. I saw it in the book.
If you want to, instead of trying to shoot something, you can throw cards at it.
I'm going
to
throw cards at them.
Okay, read your power section. Should be your second page. Just look at your second page. Nope.
Third page.
Fighting zombies. Where's my book?
Look at Soul Blast.
Okay.
So it should say how many power points you have at the top of that at some point.
Okay.
So you can... Soul Blast is Blast. I'm sorry this is so boring with the combat, but I promise you, once we all get used to this, it'll start working a lot faster. We're still getting used to all the stuff.
Sorry, Marty.
No, it's fine. Blast. You can spend 2 to 6 power points... it's not blast, it's bolt. You can spend 1 to 6 power points. Each power point gets you 1 projectile. And for an extra power point, each projectile can increase the damage.
Okay. I'm confused.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, you go, I'm spending six... basically, each card... You throw... Basically, you create cards of energy and throw them.
Okay.
You can throw up to three...
Like,
you can
Gambit?
Yeah.
No, Gambit does not create cards.
I know he doesn't, but like...
Yeah.
We know what happened the last time.
Guys, please let me explain this.
Keep going.
So you can create up to three cards and throw them at enemies. You can throw them at different targets. Each card cast costs one or two power points. If you use a one power point card, it does 2d6 damage. If you do a two power point card, it does 3d6 damage. You tell me how many power points you want to spend.
Do her power points regenerate?
Over time, yes.
I guess I'll do four.
You're going to do four power points. So you're going to do two bolts at max power?
Yes.
Okay. Give me targets. You are right here.
I guess the two in front of me.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay. So roll your... I need you to roll your black magic or whatever the skill is called twice.
It's Huckster.
I forget.
I think the skill is actually called Huckster.
I guess what they called it on that sheet.
On this sheet it's called Huckster. Although, weird science.
On the right side of the page. No, right side of the first page. Under your skills, I am going to print up these.
D10.
So D10 plus and your D6. 10.
No,
that's a 10. Yes. No.
No, you had the 10. You had it first.
And your D6. Roll them both.
Yeah, roll them both.
What'd you get?
Three and a.
Six. Six will hit. So you've hit the first one. Roll it again.
Three and two.
That will miss. Do you want to Benny that? And try rerolling
it. I would Benny it because we're not going to play for that much longer.
Okay, go ahead.
One and two.
Oh.
You miss. Benny. Okay. Roll 2d6. 3d6, actually. Roll. Here's one more d6. Roll all three.
Nope.
You got one in your hand.
It's
a
regular die.
Silver one. The silver die.
Yes,
a
regular die. D6.
What's the one?
The silver one.
Molly, the one without numbers. One, yes.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah, but you need the other one too.
You need all three. Roll all three.
Okay.
Six, three, two. The zombie pops. You basically just pull your arm back, get a card, and just throw it. It goes whizzing past Joanna's ear, hits the zombie in the head, and it just goes, boom!
I rule.
Because that just kind of ruined where I was aiming at. So,
Biz, your turn.
I'm going to cast protection.
Okay.
Barrier.
It's a season power. It's -4.
I know.
But you got a +2, so it's only -2.
I got it. Where is it? Okay.
Show me where you're putting the barrier. Where do you want to put the barrier?
It's four squares.
It's four squares long. I mean, one of the best.
I won't put it diagonal in front of us. Like
this
that way?
Way?
Yeah, so that it blocks as many of those as it can.
I'll allow it? Sure.
What am I supposed to roll?
Roll your faith.
D10.
And the blue D6.
-2. What does this do? You get an extra chip, though, right?
I get to take an extra chip.
You have three legend chips?
No, I actually have three white chips. I just was playing with these.
But what this lets me add a D6.
It lets you add a D6 automatically. So unless you get a 1, you will the spell will go off.
Alright, I'm
going to
do that.
Okay,
so I'm going to
draw.
That's the D6 slide.
Yep. And I pulled a red chip, which really doesn't do anything for you guys.
Five.
Yeah, the spell goes off.
So it works?
You will see like a of shimmering of light, and that's...
It's almost invisible, so the zombies just go...
Yeah.
They don't see it.
You walk into it and then go...
Okay. That's Biz. Joey.
Okay, so how many zombies are there?
Lots.
A lot.
There's one next to me.
And you saw something shimmer right in front of you.
Okay, so I'm not going to aim at the one he's aiming at, because that's way away.
That was the one that his head exploded.
The one I was aiming at was the one whose head exploded.
Okay, so he's gone.
Yes, that was the one.
Okay,
that was
so what's the zombie that's closest to me?
The zombie closest to you would be here.
He's the one that's kind of behind me.
Can I aim at him without...
Yes, you don't have to worry about hitting your friend.
Okay, so I'm not going to aim.
Let's hope she doesn't want.
Because I...
You're not going to aim, you're going to just shoot? Go for it.
Because...
Please don't get one.
Please don't get one, that means you'll probably shoot me.
Okay, so it's my D10.
And your wild card.
How does my hip shooting thing work, out of curiosity?
Hip shooting gives you a plus two...
It's a minus two, but I can...
Hip shoot? Are you talking about fan the hammer?
Yeah, whatever. That's what you put on here.
No. Hip shooting is the edge that basically says that you don't take minuses to fan the hammer.
Yeah. So if I fan the hammer, does that mean...
You can fire off as many bullets as you like.
Can I, like...
But you can't...
But you have to shoot each time.
So you roll multiple hip shooting. Shots.
Oh, you only take a negative... I'm sorry, you only take a negative two when fanning the hammer.
Okay.
As opposed to negative four, I think it is.
What do I have to roll?
To hit? Four.
I have to roll a four to hit.
You have to roll a four to hit. And then you will roll damage.
So basically I'm basically rolling a d10 straight. Because
yes, you would be rolling both of those dice straight because you're plus two and the minus
what
two.
What happens if I call like a...
If you try and call for the head, it's going to be an additional minus four.
Okay, so I shouldn't do that and fan the hammer.
Right.
But if I don't call for the head, it's probably not going to do any damage.
It will be a random chance whether it hits the...
How much of a chance do I have?
A one in eight.
Okay, no, I'm just going to call...
Call the head and...
I'm just going
to
call him.
Right, don't forget to roll your wild card, so... So you're at a minus two.
Are you trying to get a four?
No.
You're at a minus two.
Oh,
it's normally a
minus
four, but you have a plus two.
I'm at a minus two, but I need to get at least a four.
Yes.
Right, so you need to roll at least a six.
A three and a seven.
Okay, right. You hit.
You hit him.
So, hit. So roll your damage.
Which one do I roll for my damage?
2d6 plus one. Actually, plus two for you, because it's a trademark weapon.
Oh, nice.
I think
so 2d6.
Yeah,
roll
2d6 and then we add one.
How'd you get trademark weapon?
That's her edge.
It's an edge.
I got a... It doesn't matter if I roll a...
Six and a one.
A one now.
No. Only when you
shoot.
Should I re-roll
together.
My six?
Yes, keep going.
One.
So eight, nine, ten.
Oh, you got Tommy. If you roll... if you roll a six on damage, you re-roll it.
Everything... explodes.
Wow.
Every die that rolls max in this game explodes.
Nice.
Which is why it can be deadly. Because this can be a very deadly game for everybody. Okay. So, Molly, your turn. So, you hear, I'm coming! And from atop the saloon, if anybody looks up, you will see Molly Reynolds with a rope tied around her waist. Looking like she's ready to come down, I assume.
By the way, I'm holding an axe.
By the way, I'm holding an axe.
Wait,
she's coming
off the roof.
How did she get on the roof?
Wait, which one? Out of window.
Let's come
out of window. No, she's coming off the roof.
No, I'm on off.
Molly, if you could be so kind
Get Jarvis! What?
She's on the roof.
We yell up and
she
gets Jarvis. Well, we just heard her yelling.
That's okay.
And the response back is, get Jarvis!
Where's Jarvis?
He's in her room.
You would know that he's in
there. We left him in there.
Oh, yeah. I would know that.
You would know that he is in
her
room.
Okay, so I'm going to go and get Jarvis.
Thank you ever so much.
3D, Molly, make me a luck roll. 3d6.
Wait.
Just cubes.
Six wild cards.
Squares.
The cube.
The white one.
The cube.
And this. Roll all three.
Three?
Yep, you're rolling a luck roll. It's 3d6.
This is the prayer that she hears us and that she doesn't jump off the roof.
Two, three, and that.
Oh, you had good luck. Somebody call my name? He's right in the door.
Hi, Jarvis!
Yay!
Okay, so I'm holding my vibranite.
So you're holding your vibranite? Are you going to try and jump off the roof and swing down and attack something? Yeah!
Oh, this could be
can
deadly.
Can I just throw in that the laws of physics would say that you...
Shh! Hey. The laws of physics do not apply in role-playing games. I'm sorry.
I am the physicist.
Physicist.
I have knowledge physics.
How high up does this barrier reach?
Barrier goes up 10 feet.
Okay.
How high is
it? Really, it doesn't cover the top. It's just.
No, it's a wall. You can go over it.
Could she land on it?
On it? Like
she could.
I could just see
that might not be good.
What?
We don't know what happens if you touch the wall.
It's your money. It's like just a guillotine.
But this wall. But my wall.
But Molly doesn't. Time out. First off, Molly doesn't know the wall's there.
Right.
Oh,
so it's totally moot point.
So she can go. Oh god. What
so
was
what
that?
What are you gonna try and do?
She's not a guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, she landed on that wall wrong.
I have Jarvis now, so I don't even need
Well, Jarvis is downstairs. He's not on the roof with you.
Okay.
He's down.
Yeah.
In
like
the
he's in the
why standing on the roof then?
He's standing in the doorway.
Oh, okay.
That's where the doorway
is. Somebody
call
my name!
I have a question. What did all the people in the bar think of this?
Here, hold on.
A robot walking through?
Oh, don't bother. Now I know where everything is.
Oh, bother.
Oh.
Does that help?
Yes. But now that
a lot harder. Higher.
Okay. So.
What is that? All
right. So, what are you doing?
I'm going to jump off the roof and attack one of the zombies.
Oh, Jesus.
Great. Roll me an agility, and then roll me your fighting.
Oh, no.
Both
oh,
at
God.
A minus two.
Why?
You really?
Because you're doing two actions, and it's okay. But it's okay. You'll be fine.
You'll
be fine.
Is a D8.
So, D8 and D6?
Wait, which one's
D8? The one with a bunch of triangles on it. Oh, wait.
Sister,
we
in deep trouble because I have a feeling she's going to be on the other side of his wall.
Well, you don't know that there's a wall there.
She didn't say nothing.
1 in 5? Yeah. So you swing, you jump off the roof and you're swinging down and roll your fighting attack.
Does her wall cover the hole or can you walk around it?
They can walk around it.
Well, no, you can. It covers from here to here. They could go this way.
Wait, I'm rolling what now?
Fighting.
Oh, I didn't think she could make it that big. D6,
so you roll your 2d6?
Maybe she
yeah, it's 4 squares.
Oh, you meant 4 inches on there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's 4 squares.
No, it's not 4 inches wide. No, that would be kind of a middle. That would be kind of a worthless wall. You know, it's a 4 inches.
Oh, look, it's decoration.
And now roll the damage. I'm going to assume you have already activated your Viper or not.
Yes, I have.
You would have done that before you showed up.
So
why do I keep picturing her like swinging down with a carving knife? You know,
that's actually effectively what it is.
What she's doing.
Except with a very long extension cord.
Bowie knife.
Does she have the knowledge occult to know to go for the head?
No.
Can we yell go for the head if she's swinging down?
It's too late. She's hitting it. We'll see where she hits. Strength is a D6, so you're gonna roll a D6, a D4.
Wait, a D6.
A D4.
D4.
And you are going to roll.
Wait, that's not even. No, I'm trying.
Wait.
Hold on. I got to redo all your character sheets so that they're easier to read and easier to find stuff on. No Man's Land. Smite. Okay, so you are rolling what I just handed you, plus 5.
Plus 5?
Why does she have the smite?
She has the smites active because she activated her knife before she jumped off.
She hits smite when she activates her knife?
Right, when she activates her... No. Basically, her vibro knife basically is the smite power in the knife.
All right, this one rolled a 2, this one rolled a wild, or 1.
Okay, so 7, 2, plus 5... You jump off the roof, swing down, and plant the knife in the zombie's head.
Yay, Molly. Which zombie?
Can she cleave the zombie in half? That sounds
She basically lands on top of it and has a rope tied around her and goes, ha-ha! Thunk! So you're now down on the ground level with the zombie, with your knife in the zombie's
on
head.
On the other side of the wall?
On the other side of the wall.
That's
zombies.
What I was afraid of.
Sorry, Miss Molly.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Is anyone over there with me?
Nope.
Not at the moment.
Well, yes, there's this one townsfolk over here.
And the zombies.
And the other zombies.
Ah, but she's the closest to the...
Zombies.
She's
but
the closest,
she is the closest to the gun.
Which is what we've been trying to get. Oh, hey.
Aw,
oh,
suck.
Hey.
Oh,
goody.
Oh,
hey.
Nope, that
got
is
nine.
A...
You got
nine.
I know a townfolk, too.
1, 2.
I'm last. Oh, I'm before you, Noah. Or is that
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
5, 6, 7.
Yeah, you're
okay.
3, right? I can't see.
Townfolk, 2, you forgot.
Oh, and Jarvis.
Townfolk.
Yeah, Jarvis.
Okay.
Jarvis. Okay, the townfolk are going on a joker.
which is first, right?
Yes.
Yes.
The town folk...
They just decide to go now.
Is going...
You're like, screw this
well,
guy.
All the town folk are dead.
No.
Except
no.
for those two.
Two are alive here, and one's alive there. He is going to shoot that zombie. Nice.
Did he blow his head open?
Another one is really good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he basically blew that one.
Get it rolling.
Did he just pop that sucker's
he
head?
He not only popped that one, he popped the one behind it.
Yeah!
Go, town folk! Travel
through
the
wall.
Why the heck did he shoot the
peacemaker.
Dang, we're all trained and came at the front side of a barn. And he,
yeah. He rolled. He's a D. Keep in mind, he's a D4 shooting. He rolled a 4. He rolled a 3, which is going to hit.
Then he rolled a 6.
He rolled the D6s. One of the two D6s
was a
6. Was a 6 the second time.
Yeah, so he basically blew
through both of them.
He might actually he might have been carrying a Winchester, which
he
probably
is going to shoot at that zombie.
Go, townsfolk, go.
Through the wall?
That's a problem, isn't it?
No, it's not through the wall. There's a zombie standing outside of the wall.
No.
Oh. There?
No, don't be stupid.
He would know it. Oh, he would know.
He rolled a 5.
Is it going to bounce back and hit us?
Oh.
No, because he rolled a 5, it rolled pretty well.
No, but it would do damage to the wall.
It's got a toughness of 10 now.
Got a toughness of 10, though, so as long
it
as
does
it
have a toughness of 10.
But kind of.
However,
smash in there.
He blew a 10.
I hate
this section
it.
Of the wall just kind of goes.
Yeah, I can get to them now.
Yeah, and we're all gonna die.
Not necessarily, though. Actually, well, I'd rather
does it like disappear in a shimmer of light or a shattering?
You'll see, like, kind of like it looks like shattering glass, but there's nothing there.
There's only three zombies left.
And I look at it and go, "Hey, is that where all those weird sounds are coming from?"
Is the wall talking to her?
Wouldn't the wall not talk to her though?
Everything talks to her.
All you see is me shake my head and go.
She's bad. That was the townsfolk. That means up next is John.
Alrighty. Let's see. What can I see? Are the walls. Well, now the wall is gone, so I should be able to see the zombie right over there, right?
The wall was never impeding your vision. It's invisible.
Right. So
now it's not
going
to
see that one that's there. So yeah. I might as well pop a shot at that one.
Okay. Call shot head.
Yep.
Okay. Roll it.
Now, does the aiming help him, or was it a...
Yes, the aiming...
Jarvis do anything? Well, Jarvis is down.
I'm going to assume that he was taking a bead, aiming... Okay, he's going to switch his
no,
aim.
No, what's Jarvis up to? Does he get a turn?
Does yes, he does, but he's going... he's going... Actually, he'll be going next.
So 5, 6, 7... And five, I think I missed again.
5, 6, 7? No, you're at range now, so it's going to hit.
Oh, okay. 7... Sorry, I rolled a... Yeah, 7 and a 3, so yeah. Mm. So it hits. Yay! Which does 2d6 plus
1.
3 points of damage to the head.
If it's hitting in the head, it's gonna that will actually take it down because it does extra damage on the head.
Yes.
Nice.
Pop.
The zombie popped.
Jarvis.
Hey guys, what's going on?
One second. I need to roll some real stats for Jarvis eventually. Right now, we're just going to use the standard automaton. Okay. Okay. So, Jarvis, with the lovely pace of 6, is going to thump past these guys who are looking incredibly shocked. 3, 4, 5, 6. And since he's got a stretchy arm, he's going to go, ha! And he's going to...
He's not afraid of zombies.
He doesn't know what they are.
He's in combat mode.
He's a 10-year-old robot.
He's going to combat mode and go,
Argh! Now the question is, he came out there, now which one was he going after? Because he might not have even known that one was there.
The infinite rules of DM discretion.
DM discretion says he knew it was there.
That's true. He's got radar.
He's got all kinds of crazy radar stuff that you guys have
nobody
no
knows
clue.
What's in his head.
Yeah. So he's got that nice pincer arm. The pincer arm goes out around the neck and just goes, and the head just kind of goes. Boom, boom, boom.
Nice.
Thank you, Jarvis.
You're welcome.
Oh. This is kind of important.
He's my favorite character.
I'm just going to point this out. Those zombies are still there. He didn't remove them.
No, if their heads are gone, they're gone.
They got hit in the head. I actually just kind of neglected to remove them.
Okay. It's confusing because you removed some of them.
Because he removed some of them. Just not all of them.
No, once the head goes on a zombie, they're gone. Yeah.
Head could keep rolling around.
Okay, so that was Jarvis. Up next is Molly. There's...
I'm going to go after the zombie that's right by that...
thing?
That shiny thing in the ground.
Because the shiny thing has caught my attention. It's going, four.
Actually, what the shiny thing is actually saying... No. Literally, what you are hearing from the shiny thing is, help me.
Poor shiny thing.
The shiny thing is saying, help me to you. I'm
so
not
I'm
kidding.
I'm kind of curious, so I want to go help
So wait, 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 okay. wait, wait.
So,
I have a feeling...
This might not be her just insane. This might be the gun actually talking to her.
God.
Nobody knows.
At this point, we have no idea. Cause
you don't even know that. You don't even know that that's what she's here.
Yeah, we're not close enough to even notice.
So I'm going to try to stab this one in the head again, too.
Go for it. You're at a -4 to hit the head.
Okay, what am I rolling again?
Fighting.
So I'm rolling a d6 and a wild?
D6 and wild, yes.
And the d6 is the triangle, right?
No, d6 is the square. It's the regular board game dice.
Monopoly dice.
I got 5.
New.
Okay,
how
would
she
I'm going
to
have that again. Which one of these is -4?
If you just want to re-roll, give me the white one. If you want to add it, you can add a d6 with the red.
I would add it. I'm going to add a d6.
All right, so you
and
got,
re-roll.
You got,
but do I also, do I need another
If you re-roll it, you're going to re-roll everything. You don't get to pick what you're re-rolling.
All right, but if I just give you that and
you
I
roll
add...
What, so you have a 5, which means you have a 1 right now.
Yeah.
You're going to add another d6 to it. So roll d6 and see what
oh,
you
so
get.
Oh, so she gets to add the d6 to that 1.
To yes. that 5.
Okay.
Which is technically 1, yes.
5.
Okay. So 5, 6, 7, yes. At a 6, you will hit. You will hit it in the head.
Okay.
So roll your...
I wouldn't aim with that. Well, you still
well roll the, whatever your strength, I think it's your strength is a d6?
Yeah.
Roll d6, d4, add 5.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Smite.
Lop! Its head gets cleaved in half. Part of it falls away.
I have 1 and a 1.
4.
1, 1.
Nah,
2, a 1 and a 1.
Yeah.
Where do you get 2?
That's a 3.
What? There should only have been 2 dice rolled.
You told me to roll...
A d6 and the d4.
No, you said d6...
You said a d6, a d6, and a d4.
I'm sorry. You got a 1 and a 3.
A 1 and a 3.
So you got 4 plus 5
so
is 9.
So 4 plus 5 is 9.
This is a 2, not a 3. Why did you pick the
Doesn't matter. You're still above a 7.
There are no 3s. That's a 3.
No, that's a...
That's a 1.
Oh. 2, a 1... is 3, plus 5 is 8. You're still over a 7, you lop its head off.
Another one bites the dust.
Alright, can I pick up the shiny thing?
Next turn.
Oh.
So that's Molly's card. Meaning up next is Hearts Before Diamonds. Jess.
I want to go pick up the shiny thing.
You're way too
far away.
You can move at a pace of 6.
Yeah.
You might want to shoot some... You might want to knock out some more zombies while we're rolling around this here.
Where are you?
You spent 4 power points last turn. You have 6 remaining. You are right here.
Were her power points have regenerated by next time we play?
I will tell you later. It depends on how much time passes between...
Because I've regenerated one every...
It's like... With Huxers, it's like 1 every 3 hours.
Yeah.
They regenerate slow.
Scientists, on the other hand.
Well, that's because...
But the thing
is that if she runs out of power points, she can deal with the devil.
If I run out of power points, I can't use my gun anymore.
Right.
Well, my...
Whatever.
My gun.
Yeah.
You can try popping a couple more zombies.
I think there's a zombie in front of me.
What zombie in front of you?
There's a wall.
There's
a zombie right there.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Are you trying to shoot it with your gun, or are you
the
throwing
hole.
A card?
It's not really in front of the
okay.
wall.
Okay. Roll your shooting.
Shouldn't she have to walk through that hole, though, because...
So she shifts, 5 feet to be able to. That's
she gets a direct shine at it.
Guys, I really am. I'm really not super hung up on.
Not
there's a hole in the wall. I'm not that worried about it.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a hole in the wall. There's not. Okay, roll.
Is this a d6?
Yes. Roll your other d. Roll another d6 with it for your wild card. Okay. Roll both of those.
2 and 4.
2 and 4. Were you aiming at its head?
Yes.
Then you do not hit. Okay.
You really don't want to aim with a d6 because you get a -4.
Yeah, it's a -4 to hit the head. So
you have to basically roll a 6 and then roll again.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Biz.
I do that.
Can I really attack a zombie with a ruler?
Well, as long as I have one.
Yes, you can.
Yes. Yes, you can. Go get
that. I'm going to go
right there
to the zombie nearest me that I can walk to and hit it with a ruler.
Okay. Roll me fighting.
This is going to be fun. She's going
out
of
the fighting.
Are you really going to hit with a ruler?
Yes, I am. I have to waste a turn to get my gun out.
She's got the ruler out.
I have the ruler out.
She's going, bad zombie!
Do you have fighting?
I'm shooting.
Okay, you know, just for next, you know what, I think we're going to actually revamp. We're going to revamp. As part of updating your characters at the end of the thing, we're going to go through, and honestly, if you guys are unhappy with something about your characters, I'm going to allow you to revamp them. I mean, I built most of these characters. You know, if you guys feel there should be something different, that's fine. Do you think there's a skill on there that you don't want? Like, do you want driving? I gave you driving, which means you can drive a car. Do you think that's important?
No!
Okay, then what's your driving skill?
D6.
Then you have a D6 fighting.
Alright.
She's a scrappy nut.
She's a scrappy woman.
Heck yeah, I don't want to beat the
before
shit out of
her. Before she became it, when she was a kid, she had to fight her way to the
actually,
top.
Actually, you're rolling with a D6, don't even pretend.
5 and 4.
5 and 4.
You actually, I gotta see if you actually do hit it, because it...
Walking dead. I can't believe she actually is sitting there having a ruler against her hand.
I told Noah I was going to go buy a wooden ruler and come with it, and I forgot.
Yeah, if you hit someone with that metal ruler...
It's parries a 5, you will hit it. So...
And then hit myself in the face.
Interestingly enough, I love this. Undead. Piercing attacks do half damage. That's a bludgeoning attack. It doesn't do half damage, it does straight damage.
Good!
She can kill the zombie with the ruler.
What's the damage of a ruler?
Strength plus a d4. I'm going to say the ruler's a d4. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's just a ruler.
And
a
d6.
The pointy one.
The really pointy one. Really go like this.
Oh, yes.
And whatever
oh, yes.
comes up is the d4.
Yeah.
Or whatever really, really hurt your hand. It doesn't come up.
Come on, d4.
Wow.
What in the world? 3 and a 1.
What was that?
4? It's a 4.
Come on.
Roll luck. No. 3d6.
Oh, all 3 of them?
3d6.
2? What are you doing to your dice?
1 and 1. Oh my god.
You just broke your ruler across its face.
Oh no!
If you get another one.
I'm sorry. You rolled 2 1s on luck. A 1 is bad luck, 6s are good luck. You rolled double bad luck. So you basically just went... Whap! You now have like a pointy stick in your hand. Next turn, you can stab it with the broken ruler.
Okay.
Did it do any damage to it?
No, just basically, as she was hitting it in the head, it gave.
Why are none of us getting bit by these things?
Because you're obliterating them before they can get to you.
And I got bit before. Well, I got scratched or something.
They're not.
But I'm fine. I got shaken.
And
keep in mind,
she's hitting with the ruler, and now it didn't. And now
it's not its turn yet.
It's not its turn yet.
It goes after... It's Sebastian's turn, and it's the zombie's about
to... When she ran up to it and smacked it and it broke, it was kind of like... Now it's smiling. Morgan, lunch!
Guys! Morgan, what's up?
Okay. I'm saying to hell with this. Pulling out my Tesla coil, activating it.
Okay, so...
I am going to spend... 6 power points.
All right.
Oh God.
1, 2, and 3.
Okay. I want you to remember one thing.
Uh huh.
First off, I'm moving you because that way you'll be able to see the one around the corner.
Okay.
Secondly, you have a -2 because you just did a multi action.
Oh, and if I roll a.
Oh no! You have to roll a natural 1 for
it
to
deck. Okay. That's.
You have to roll. It has to be a natural 1 for it to deck.
Okay, that's fine. It'll just be. I'm not aiming for their heads or anything.
That's fine.
Does he have the...
So how does it... It's a bolt. It's... What is
it's bolt. It's the...
Is it the same power as her?
It's exactly the same as her, except mine is a Tesla coil.
So you're basically going, thunk, thunk, thunk.
Pretty much.
Walking Dead.
Yes.
The second line or third line. Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah, that'll work.
I have knowledge. These
actually, that's an old rule, but I will allow it. Yes. Go for it. So basically what you're telling me is that the way you want it to work is it basically arcs from one to the other?
Yeah, it hits the one and goes...
Okay.
I like
I'm going to go ahead and... I want to say one thing.
Uh-huh.
Because this is going to be the trapping that you've devised for your power, I'm going to put a limitation on it.
Okay.
If anyone in the chain...
Misses.
Misses, it does not continue.
Okay, that's fine.
I figure that's a fair limitation.
That's perfect.
All right, so first zombie.
Oh, I was going to hit it with a stick.
Would you like to Benny that?
Yeah.
What's the yellow one do?
You can add a d6 plus 2.
No, we did.
I already rolled both of them, right?
Yes. And if you re-roll it and you still get a bad, you can still use that legend chip.
Oh, that's
yes. 5?
Zap. That's one.
Okay. So the next one.
Roll. Okay. So roll to attack the next one.
5.
Zap.
And
next
the third one.
That, you may want to do that.
Now, I want you to keep one thing in mind. The legend chip can do one other extraordinary thing.
Uh-huh.
It is the only chip in the game that you can use to re-roll damage.
A what?
Damage. I think I can let it miss the last one.
Okay, so, bzz, bzz, and it hits the side of the building.
Okay, that's fine.
Alright, so what, oh, I don't even know what, oh, it's the damage.
It's,
are you, and how many power points are you spending on
I'm
it?
I'm spending 2 Set, per.
So you're doing the 3d6.
So I'm 3d6.
You need an extra one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, got it.
Alright, so first zombie.
One.
Next zombie. Yeah. Both of them. So you see him pull. Is it a pistol or is it a rifle?
It is a rifle, and on the end of it, instead of a barrel, it's a Tesla coil.
Great! You guys know what a Tesla coil is?
Yeah.
Big long rod with a ball at the end.
Oh, right.
So you hear.
With two rings around.
Click. And it sounds like a. And you hear this thunderclap as it goes. As this. Arc of lightning just goes and hits the side of the building, and you see just wood shatter out from the side of the building.
Is that going to affect me since I'm standing almost directly next to the zombie? It's going to hit. Okay, no. Good.
It's if a somewhat
if
directable.
Rolled, if he had rolled a 1, maybe.
Now,
my question
it's
is.
It's a somewhat directable bolt.
So it wasn't exactly like this because you don't have this. It's like.
So, well, normally it's attached to the stump of an arm that I have.
Okay.
But right now it's just kind of.
The other thing that. What you basically see, as it hits the zombies, you just see the zombies just basically turn to ash and just go...
Huzzah!
And they're not real so happy. It's the zombies' turn now.
That zombie's not happy with me.
2, 3.
Oh, shit.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3.
And okay. Those are the last... Oh, wait, the other one...
Oh, yes, that is true.
After you ate,
1, 2... Yes. Okay.
Oh, they like to pick on me.
Well, that's because we're Moses.
All right. So
well, we're kind of back to back with each other. So it's
so. Yeah, you guys are lucky enough. Oh, yeah, there's nothing near you.
You can take my car.
Right. McCord, what's your parry?
6.
Misses. Jess, what's your parry?
It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna die.
It's 4.
4. You are hit.
Oh crap.
You will take.
Oh no.
What's your toughness?
5.
I'm so dead.
You're shaken.
Okay, good.
The 9. What's your toughness? What's your parry?
2.
Ooh.
No, it's not. Your parry's actually.
No, my parry's 2.
Your parry's a 5.
Why is your parry 5?
Because we decided that.
Oh, because now you have fighting.
Because now you have fighting, and parry's based on fighting. You have a 5. You have a 5 parry.
Okay.
It will not hit you.
Jesus.
You have
none of better parries than me.
God likes
you.
And
the other one
didn't. Oh, she fights with a ruler.
No, okay, I'm sorry. You worship right. The devil, so God really doesn't care.
Joey, your turn.
Wait, it doesn't try to hit me?
Attack her, attacked him, attacked her.
And the other one's just kind of on its own.
Oh, that was individual. Okay, I see.
Your turn.
Not safe because I was in between. Okay. Yes.
You have a zombie next to you and a zombie a little bit away from you.
Yeah, the one who was a little bit away from you, I kind of knocked it. Clumsy attempt at trying to.
And she is shaken.
Yeah, you saw it hit.
Okay,
you saw
so
it whack her.
I want to go after the one that shook her because she's in more trouble.
That's yay!
You saw it kind of whack her, and she's kind of like.
Right. Your target's a 5 if you're shooting it, and.
What?
Your target, while normally a 4, you are directly next to that zombie, so you have to hit its parry.
Which is a 5.
Which is a 5.
Which is only one more.
So I take my d10 and my d6.
Yes. Are you aiming for the head?
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to roll a 9.
Because its parry is a 5.
Wait, I don't understand.
The target number you need to hit is a 5. You are at a minus 4 right now. The minimum you would need to achieve that...
this turn. Really
you can add... Use that
I'll
add
wait and see.
Alright, so roll your dice.
I mean, I could get a 9. Yeah. I got an 8.
8? 8 and a 2. Okay, so you are at a 4. You only need one more to hit it. If you use the red chip to add a d6, you'll at least automatically hit it, and we'll see if you can get a raise on it. Okay. So roll a d6. You got a 6. Keep rolling.
I got a 5.
Okay. So 3d6 plus 1.
3d6.
Because you got a raise, which adds an extra d6 of damage.
I got a 3, a 2, and a 2.
3 and a 2 is 5, 6, 7. You just managed to nick it in the head and blow it away.
Yeah, thank you.
Good shooting.
That's Joey. That's end of round. And because there was a Joker that round, I have to really quickly reshuffle. Can I have your card, please, Joey?
Nope.
The gun was wrong.
the gun was on the cord. Flew away. And Molly's character's going,
where'd it go?
Oh, yeah. Molly's character,
where'd the gun go? I want to help it.
Yes, Molly's character is the one who talks to that of objects.
Molly's character is looking at the gun going, I'll help you. And we're looking at her going, oh, cool.
Oh, that's right. There's one more thing happening this turn.
What?
Oh, God.
Molly, Jess, Joey, Busy, Morgan, John, townspeople, Jarvis, zombies, unknown. Perfect.
Oh, great. I've got it clean.
Boy, it's going before
us. Is the marshal
us.
Ever
going
to wake his ass up in the morning?
Nope. So,
look, he's not dead, okay?
Coming?
Well, in a way, I'm kind of glad that he's still unconscious because he wakes up and sees all these zombies. He may go, and go down dead.
Have another heart attack and pass and die. It's done.
Barreling out of the shadows.
Oh, great.
You hear an Indian war cry.
And here comes Tonto. Where's the Lone Ranger?
And you running up to this zombie, you see an Indian just with a big old war club.
Is that Angie's stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And war club.
Holy crap, this sucker's tough.
War club. War.
That's because he's blunt force damage. You may just like smash its skull in.
Mike.
Hey. I'm going to stab the zombie in the eye.
He basically just jumps in the air and bashes its head in. And he'll just stand there for a second. Little Bear does not like zombies.
Little Bear is weird.
Little Bear?
Little Bear. There is a reason.
I like Little Bear.
He's called Little Bear.
For those of you who have not listened to Ethan's game,
are you?
Ethan's game is the game you guys are spinning off of. Little Bear is one of the player characters from that game.
Oh.
From what game?
Ethan's game.
Okay.
Which means, is he
coming?
He's
an NPC.
Which means right now, he's coming to your aid.
Yay! Okay, I like
that. We have
that.
No idea who the heck he is, but he's...
Don't care, he's helping.
That's right, he took out a zombie, I'm happy.
Yeah, does okay. anybody point a gun at him?
No.
We're in the middle of combat, he came out of nowhere. As far as we know, he's a town folk.
Okay, that's very true.
Yeah.
Little Bear does not like zombies.
Okay, that was Little Bear. Next, who's up next?
I have a 10 of clubs. Jess has a 10 of diamonds. Who goes first?
Diamonds goes first.
Diamonds goes first. Clubs always goes last, unfortunately. Yes.
Are there any more zombies?
There's
two more zombies.
She's shaking.
But you're shaking. Roll to be unshaken, please.
What am I shaking?
You're rolling either faith spirit or vigor, whichever is higher. With you, it's going to be spirit.
Should be.
She's a huckster. It better be.
D6. Yeah. Well, both are a D6.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wait, her spirit's only a d6?
Yeah.
Huckster's under smarts.
That's right. Yeah. So roll d6 plus wild card.
Huckster's a scientist, needs to be smart.
5 and 4.
Which doctor
is... you are unshaken but cannot act unless you spend... Hand me a Benny.
Hand him a Benny. We're not going to play that much longer.
Yeah?
Okay.
2.
You can act this turn. What are you doing?
She may not be close enough to any zombie unless she's going to shoot it. There's people in the way.
Guns have...
Yeah, can I get any zombies?
Guns have a pretty good range. Just going to
point
that out.
She could probably see this one and take a shot at it. Mm-hmm. The other one, there's like three of us in between here. This one here is just you.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll be fine.
Let her walk toward it.
All right, so you're going to move towards it?
Yeah.
3, 4...
Leave
you want to get any closer?
Zombie alone.
Yeah, you should be fine then.
I think you should be good
there.
What are you doing? Shooting it?
Yeah.
Shoot it
over. Well, you're shooting.
Well, actually, if I use power, will my power be back by the next time you play?
Like I said, I really couldn't tell you right now because I don't know how long you're going to last. Your power points regenerate at 1 every 3 hours.
Okay.
Shoot it.
Three hours in the game, right?
3 hours in game.
Oh, okay. Right,
and this game session probably wasn't even an hour.
This game session was totally.
Yeah, it's in game. We're looking at maybe
15 minutes.
Maybe, probably closer to about 20. But,
think about how fast this all would have happened if we were doing it somehow.
Keep in mind, every time I deal the cards, that's 6 seconds. This is like frantic, like bang, bang, bang. Oh my god, bang. This is all happening very quickly. All the stuff happening now has happened
so fast. Everything that we took the most
basically
time was in the...
Since the start of combat, 18 seconds has passed.
Okay, that's what I thought. When you said in-game, I thought you meant game session.
No, no, no.
This has been
no,
like
in,
okay,
in,
I got it.
In their world time. Hi, Mom.
Your father called.
Okay. So... we have some leftovers for you, maybe? I got a couple chicken wings somewhere.
We were having hot wings.
Anyway, so that was Jess.
Is there?
Okay,
I'm shooting.
You're shooting. Yes. He's
shooting at the
zombie. Shoot your gun.
Are you aiming at its head?
That zombie, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Aim at its head.
Are you aiming at
it? Oh, wait.
No, she shouldn't aim at it.
No, just shoot at it.
No, because if she aims at its head, just it.
That's fine.
I'll try to wound it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just roll. Try and shoot at it.
When I roll it.
Shooting plus wild card.
Your 2d6s.
2d6.
What are the wings that are in the fridge?
They're like... Best of luck, they're like a week old.
I really suck at shooting.
Do you want to reroll that?
You can have
or
my
not?
Leftovers from Tejas, which is the other box.
No, it's okay. Someone else can kill it.
Okay. So that was Jess. Busy.
I am gonna stab this freaking zombie with the broken half of my ruler.
Go ahead.
Yes, I am. What do
fighting,
I do?
Piercing damage did less, though.
What?
The piercing damage did half, though. Stab in the eye.
Yeah, stab in the eye.
That's the plan.
Okay.
So you're aiming for the head, right?
Yeah.
Minus four.
I have a,
minus four to hit the head.
I have a bend.
That's fine.
Three and... Oh.
Warrior roll to six.
Oh, she's probably gonna hit it.
Three and two.
Six and two is minus four. She needs a five to hit it.
Do you have a red one?
Oh.
There you go.
But
roll
one more d6.
One more d6.
Only just one more.
And you hit it.
Two.
Two. You will hit it without a raise. Strength plus a d... We're going to say it's still going to be a d4 because you're stabbing it with a sharp object.
So four plus whatever your strength is.
Yeah.
Four.
And four.
I don't know how to read.
Reroll the four. No, reroll that one. Because that's a four.
I can't read this.
That's
one.
Fine.
I need to read it.
That's a three.
That's three. So four, three,
seven. And four is...
Seven.
11.
Eight.
11.
Nine. Plus two for hitting in the head. However...
No. But it's half damage.
It only does five, which doesn't beat its toughness.
No.
So it now has a ruler sticking out of the side of its head.
Fabulous.
Okay,
so
it's plus two for hitting in the head.
Plus two for hitting in the head.
And
I wouldn't have overconfidence.
Do you add the dice
on damage.
So it's four.
Four.
Plus four is eight. Plus three is 11. Plus two is 13. Half would be six.
Toughness seven.
All right.
I thought it was a five toughness.
Seven toughness, five parry.
Five parries sometimes.
So you hit it, but you didn't do any damage.
So you basically stabbed it in the side of the head with... Or you actually nailed it in the neck. So it's just... There's a ruler kind of just...
Tissues away from Jess.
Sticking...
You don't need to overly encourage her death in your cold.
Does the zombie go after you?
Bless you.
Zoom tight.
Joey's so protecting me. I'm trying.
Okay, well, she's done. Now it's Joey's turn, right?
Joey, your turn again.
Who's the five? Is that you, Morris?
Yeah, five is me.
And me.
Joey.
You go before or after
spades? It's your turn.
Spades, diamonds.
Bless you.
Okay, that one, I would go wash your hands, please, for all of our sakes.
Okay, what are you doing, Joey?
Am I close enough to either the zombies to shoot?
Well, shift over here and you'll be able to get a good angle.
Please don't.
Moving does not give you a multi-action penalty. It just means you move before you do something.
Okay, so a d8...
Which makes it harder to, you know,
shooting?
Aim and stuff.
Okay, I aim for the head.
You're aiming... I thought you were shooting the d10.
It is.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Okay. Is that what you're rolling?
Yeah, okay. She's rolling a d10.
Go for it.
She's rolling the right die.
Aim for the head.
I got a 10.
Oh!
Roll again.
Roll again.
I got...
You hit it with a raise. 3d6. You should still have the spare one. Two. Three.
A three, a six, and a five.
Reroll the six.
Three.
I think its head exploded.
It's paste.
Oh, she was aiming at that one. I thought she was shooting the other one.
No. That doesn't matter.
Okay, who's up?
Well, it did matter, because the one with the thing sticking out of its neck was going to eat me.
That's true. The one she blew away.
Yeah.
The one...
No, I know. Well, he said it didn't matter. I'm like, yeah, it does.
Yeah, I guess
the
it
other
does.
One will eat
okay,
me.
It's Molly's turn now, right?
It is Molly's turn, because I think, yes.
I want to pick up the gun, the thing that's talking to me.
Okay.
Do I know that it's a gun?
It's a Colt Peacemaker on
there. So it's obviously, well, I can tell that it's obviously
You can't really, see, I mean, it's dark out, so you see it, you pick up the gun. All right,
I'm going to pick
it up. So you have the gun.
Because it's saying, help me, help me.
Thank you.
Apparently, it's not like being on the ground.
No, it's not.
Okay, so is that all you're doing? Are you moving anywhere?
Move
back towards us, maybe?
I want to move over towards them. I mean...
One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, you're moving back.
Okay, yeah,
then
I'm done.
Morgan.
All right.
Wait, one more thing. Hey, guys, what's this thing? Anybody know who this belongs to?
You want to
well, it's my
happy.
Turn.
Yeah, answer.
It wasn't happy. It was on the ground, and it was complaining.
Okay. I'll explain it to you later.
Okay.
And now I am going to...
I pinch my sinuses like I have a headache. He has the same headache.
Miss Mom, just watch the gun for now.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you, what are you doing now?
I'm going to shoot my lightning gun at that thing again.
How many power points?
Just two.
Okay.
One less zombie here.
Try and
You can multiply arc it to the same zombie. Well, actually, no.
No. Not the way not it really works, it work. No.
That's fine. Yes.
Five. Yes, I'm not at a minus because I didn't do anything else this turn.
Right.
So I hit it, and it does 2d6.
3d6.
36?
On you use power points.
Because I used an extra power point. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Whap.
Okay. The last zombie is gone.
And I thought we were going to die.
We are out of initiative. Well, that's why... The thing is that not... You have, the thing you have to remember about most enemies you guys are going to encounter...
We're stronger than them.
They're mooks. 90% of the creatures in the game are not wild card characters. You guys are wild cards. You get that extra d6 every time you do something. Most of the other people and things in the game don't get that extra d6. They don't have that extra chance.
We're like trained.
You're heroes.
Fighters.
We've done
things. Yeah, like, you know,
you're
Spider-Man almost.
There is something special about you that gives you that extra oomph in the world.
We're going to have boss battles.
Yes. What do you think Artemis is? Okay. So you guys get that. So zombies are just zombies. While each of you can take three hits before dropping, zombies can't. They just kind of go.
One hit knocks them.
Same thing with the townspeople.
Do you pull the remains of your ruler out of its neck?
No, I'm gonna have to replace that ruler.
Okay.
Sadly.
So.
These are good townspeople.
So these townspeople run off screaming. They're dead. They're dead. That's the marshal.
Don't leave the marshal. Don't take the marshal.
Okay.
So this is important. As I blow up the last zombie, I'm gonna go. I love science.
Nice. Yes, because that was very important.
It was important.
Earth-shatteringly
really important.
Because I'm standing there saying science is such a load of crap.
Why are we with these crazy people?
So.
And I grin at him. I love science too.
And I instantly regret talking.
So
I told you we should have left her.
So
we tried.
So you all come to the circle, and you'll notice that the one who called himself Little Bear has not left yet, and he actually looks directly at you. May Little Bear have John's gun?
John.
Who's John?
John Hunter. My friend.
Uh-oh. So you... Uh-oh. Wait, I know.
Wait, pause.
Oh, wait a minute.
So, wait, I'm gonna go to the gun. I'm gonna say, do you like this guy?
The gun is actually being silent.
And it says nothing to me, so I'm like, I'm thinking, because I'm like, I don't know this guy.
So, Molly, you look at the gun. You look at the gun, and etched into the side, looks like someone took, like, a Bowie knife and, like, scratched into the side the words, Bad Luck Betty.
It's John Hunter's gun?
John Hunter's gun.
Who's John Hunter?
Somebody important for Joey, though.
Miss Joanna, should I be giving the gun to this man? I don't know him.
Not yet.
Please. Okay. Give Little Bear John's gun.
Where's John Hunter? Do I know John Hunter? Do I know it's John Hunter's gun?
Yeah, he Little Bear has the tendency of speaking in full names.
So he said John Hunter.
Please give me John Hunter.
I'm looking at her, realizing that that's the name she asked me about when we first met, and I'm going,
John Little Bear is
to
not,
her, to her.
John is not here anymore.
Well, John did. What does not here anymore mean?
John is not here. John is not in Cal. There.
Where is there?
Another time.
There is... There. There is Abaddon. John is in Abaddon.
Where is Abaddon? Can we get there?
To get to Abaddon, you have to die.
Oh! That's the Indian version, I guess, of, like, heaven? Or
that's cool!
Do you actually
your
say
world.
That?
I'm gonna say Abaddon, is that heaven?
Sister Daphne called Abaddon purgatory.
So he's
dead.
No.
John is not dead.
John is not dead, but we can't get there without dying. Transported to purgatory.
You used to be able to get there from Gettysburg. There was a sphincter in the earth.
Sphincter? I'm sitting there trying to think of who Sister Daphne was.
Did she recognize the name?
No.
No.
I just heard Sister before, and so I'm
thinking. I lock eyes with you, and I kind of give you... I think we.
Are you asking him anything?
Me?
Where did you come from?
There was one of you who was looking for him. Yes. She is no longer... He is no longer with us.
Selene was looking for him. Okay.
For who?
A little bear.
Oh, okay.
Do any of us remember that?
No. Okay. She never really discussed it.
Okay. Do I have devil friends down in purgatory?
No.
Your devil friends are not in purgatory.
No, they would not be there. Your devil friends are in the spirit world.
No. Purgatory
like
is the...
Avatar?
I'm gonna ask him what he wants the gun for.
What are you, the Avatar?
The gun needs to be returned to John.
Definitely not.
Are you going to bring it to him?
I'm gonna.
Well,
how are you going to do this?
Little Bear thinks we should go inside.
Where?
Okay.
He'll point to the saloon.
Alright.
There were a lot of people.
Yeah, let's bring the sheriff in. Maybe we can revive
him. So, you guide the sheriff in. Nobody's here. Like, everybody's scattered.
Because everyone went, oh my god, zombies! And everyone ran away.
Little Bear is going to look at you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
You are a nun.
No, duh.
I am.
She's smart enough. She said that. Isn't,
I am.
I'm going to get some alcohol from
Little
behind
Bear
the bar and try and revive the sheriff.
I've come very much to trust nuns. Sister Daphne was a good woman.
I'm glad she was a good woman.
What happened to her?
She's with John in Abaddon.
Are all your friends in Abaddon?
No.
Where are the rest of them?
Liam is with the leprechauns.
Okay, then.
That means something to you. The name Liam means something to you.
Okay. Oh, God.
Liam is evidently...
What happened?
Liam Tierney.
Where?
Liam Tierney, Liam?
You know the name Liam Tierney?
Kinda. I've sort of been looking for him.
Why would you have been looking for Liam Tierney?
I'm not telling you that. Just cause.
I look at Little Bear and say, and do a little...
She's like John. John got shot in the head.
Oh dear. That sounds painful. I'm not giving you this gun.
Little Bear did not shoot John in the head.
No,
Little Bear
I just
doesn't
mean,
like to use guns.
If you're with that Liam guy, I don't think I can trust you. I was told that he was a bad guy.
Who told you Liam was a bad guy?
A letter.
Letter talk?
A letter told you that Liam was...
The letter talked to you?
Everything talks to me.
Now he turns back
now,
to you and goes...
Little Bear will turn back to John,
or to
Duke.
Oh,
right.
She's always
Little Bear
like this.
Thinks he needs to tell you a story.
I'd like to hear your story, Little Bear. Tell us what's going on.
While you're behind that bar, did you get a bottle of like very possessive?
I did already. Okay.
I was
about to try to wake up the sheriff.
What I'm going to tell you is going to be fairly concise.
Okay.
I'm basically going to be summing up Ethan's game for you.
Okay.
If you would like to hear more detail, you can go ahead and listen to Ethan's game. Okay.
Okay. Wait.
Okay. Before we did what we're doing that, I was about to revive the sheriff, try to give him, and at this point in time, when he starts to tell a story, I stop and let him rest peacefully. I take a swig out of his
bottle. Little Bear gets the feeling that there is some confusion going on, because Little Bear thinks that you are good people.
Thank you.
It started with gold. There was Aztec gold stolen from Mexico. And the gold went to South Carolina. It sank. It came back up. And Sister Daphne and John Connor, that means something to you. Oh, sorry. Not John Connor.
I have it written
Terminator.
I'm sorry. Connor Kalen. Sister Daphne and Connor were hired to steal the gold. Then they stole the gold from the south, and then they woke up in Abaddon. They escaped Abaddon, and they crawled out of their graves. And this was all before Little Bear met them.
Slow down.
Okay, wait. So, Little Bear, can I ask you? So Sister Daphne and Connor stole the gold, were sent to Abaddon, and then climbed out of their graves?
They stole. They did do a bad thing. It was already stolen. They stole stolen things. They might have been stealing from people who owned it.
The stolen... Okay. He will explain... it's going to be hard for me to say this in Little Bear's voice, so let me do this in my own. He will explain to you that the gold was taken from... in, like, 1500s.
From the
Aztecs. Smelted into bars. And brought north. On a boat that sank off the shore of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
It was recovered by the Confederacy.
Okay.
There was a bunch of battles over this gold. Some stuff happened. And the gold was brought and the Confederates had it. Connor Kalen was a double agent for...
the North.
For the North. So he was a Confederate working for the North. He and a team of his people... including Sister Daphne, were hired to retrieve the gold for the North.
Mm-hmm.
They did so. However, after retrieving the gold, they were on a train.
Mm-hmm.
They passed out and woke up on a train arriving in Abaddon. They had no idea at the time what Abaddon was. So, they escaped Abaddon through a mine, they blew up some stuff... they collapsed the mine. They did not take the gold out of Abaddon with them.
So the gold is still in Abaddon.
When they went through the mine,
mm-hmm.
the next thing they knew, it was a year later, and they were crawling out of their own graves. Mm. They basically woke up and crawling out of their own graves.
Oh, well.
There's some other stuff that happened. All of this was before Ethan started recording, so I only know certain details. They ended up going to... the maze,
mm-hmm.
where one person's original character ended up blowing himself up, where they met John Hunter, who was naked. Backing up real fast, he will tell you that the original group met up with one Dr. Franks.
Okay, wait. Okay.
Oh, there's where they all come in.
I need these names again. Okay, so Sister Daphne
Cunningham.
It doesn't matter.
Sister Daphne and Connor Kalen were double agent. Well,
Sister
double
Daphne,
agent working for the
Connor Kalen
for the North in the South.
And how did John Hunter come into this?
And then
John Hunter was found in the maze, hanging from a cage.
So they meet, and do they travel with John Hunter?
Yes, John Hunter ended up traveling with them.
When they woke, crawling out of their graves, the maze is what we just came out of.
They woke, I think, in Nevada. It doesn't really matter where they crawled out of their graves.
But I'm saying, were they close to that area?
They were close to the maze.
The maze is that thing that we were...
Right.
They met up with Dr. Franks?
They met up with Dr. Franks, and his creation killed one of their people.
Who did it kill?
It doesn't matter. It didn't kill one of the important people. It killed one of the characters, and one of the original characters who was on the train to hunt down the gold. Some time passed. They went to California, went into the maze. They found John Hunter. Their ship got pulled in by a vortex. They woke up in Salt Lake City.
Oh, wait.
Believe me,
this is just getting too complicated to even keep writing down.
It actually is not that important for you guys to write most of this down. Okay, I'm giving you a lot of backstory.
All right.
After they woke up in Salt Lake City, they were doing a task for Darius Hellstrom. You may know that name. Darius Hellstrom is the head of Hellstrom Industries. He is a mad scientist and is one of the richest mad scientists. He's also the head of Hellstrom Railways. Actually, that's not the name of the railway. He's a head of a railway. He's an entrepreneur and
Darius
Hellstrom. They went to a foundry to recover something in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And they were attacked by a man with a white face. Little Bear was actually going to the foundry to meet up with them. He had been told by Dr. Franks, who actually turned out to be a nice person, to find them.
Mm-hmm. Find us?
No, to find
at that a foundry. Group.
At a foundry in Salt Lake City.
In Salt Lake.
Can I ask him where he spoke to Dr. Franks?
You need to know about Dr. Franks?
I do need to know about Dr. Franks. It's very important.
Little Bear will tell you more about Dr. Franks shortly.
Okay, let me get this. So, Connor and Daphne were together. They stole the gold. They ended up going to Abaddon, left the gold there, came back out. They went to the maze. That's where they found Hunter. So now the three of them are traveling together.
There were some other people.
With some other people they found, but those are the three main.
No ones. Names that are important to us.
Those three and the group. They then
got vortex. They got sucked into a vortex, and they woke up in Salt Lake. They woke up on the shores of Salt Lake.
Okay, so they vortexed to Salt Lake.
They did a job in Salt Lake
for Darius.
For Darius Hellstrom, in which they went after something in the foundry. At the foundry, they had some crazy, crazy stuff happen to them.
So they did. They're working on the job. While they're working on that job, Dr. Franks.
Morgan, please stop shaking.
Found Sorry. Little Bear and sent Little Bear to find
John Hunter and
Colin and Sister Daphne.
Okay.
So he's on his way. So he ends up in Salt Lake City as well.
Here's where the important part starts happening.
Okay. Right. This is we haven't even done the important part yet. Oh boy.
They wake up again. After the foundry, they feel like they fell into blackness. They woke up again on the train to Abaddon.
Okay. All again.
Including Little Bear at this point?
Little Bear, John Hunter, like you said. Little Bear, John Hunter, Connor Kalin, and Sister Daphne woke up on the train to Abaddon. The four of them were in Abaddon when Abaddon was attacked by a big-ass bat demon. They get out of Abaddon.
Mm-hmm.
All of them?
Yes. They end up in Dodge City.
Oh.
Some shit happens in some stuff happens in Dodge. They move. I forget where they move next, but they find out that they're being. They move to Wichita. They go to Wichita next. Wiggity stuff happens in Wichita involving some skinwalkers and.
What are
skinwalkers?
People who strip the skin off of people and impersonate them.
Yeah. Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. They find out that there are two groups after the gold.
Okay.
The first group is the Matos Trust.
Say that again?
The Matos, M-A-T-O-S, Trust. The second group is the Lazarus Group.
Sounds familiar.
The Lazarus Group means something to you guys. Each of your letters...
That's where my letter came from.
Each of your letters was addressed from the Lazarus Group.
So now we have to
And the Lazarus out. Group wanted you to find these people and bring them to Boston.
Oh.
Oh, so...
So we were... So
do
we
you... Do you tell... I have to ask. Do you mention that to Little Bear?
Sure.
I probably would.
Okay. I think I would, too.
You have diarrhea.
I have okay.
diarrhea. Diarrhea.
He looks very scared for a moment.
I know.
The Lazarus...
Oh, those people who sent us those letters?
Your letter came from the Lazarus Group?
Hmm?
The Lazarus Group are very, very bad people.
Oh,
The Lazarus group wanted to get the gold to finish summoning the demon and allow it to turn much of this country into a dead land.
Deadlands.
Okay. So he will tell you that throughout many things happened. In Coffin Rock...
Okay. Should I start getting notes again?
Yes. In Coffin Rock, Little Bear died.
Little Bear is harrowed.
No, he is not.
I'm thinking all of these people are harrowed at this point in time. Because they keep going to...
If you mention that, he will tell you they were... Only Quincy was harrowed. But Quincy is now dead and at peace. So do not worry about Quincy.
Okay.
Who is Quincy?
Little Bear. Not
dead anymore.
Okay.
How do you die?
He'll tell us.
Little Bear has come to understand that there are certain spirits that want Little Bear to do certain things. They are good spirits. The main one is Coyote. Coyote helps Little Bear do things.
Okay.
Little Bear is
really
unstuck in time.
Unstuck?
Little Bear.
Babylon 5 reference!
We all have got to freaking be rolling guts check so much.
I'm going to make you guys roll a guts check at the end of this. But Little Bear actually kind of jumps around in time.
Oh.
At the moment of his death. His physical essence was pulled. None of his friends know this.
So they think he's dead. His friends think he's
dead. As far as they know, well, they met up with him one more time, but it was a previous version of him from when he disappeared at one point during their adventures. So the one they met later didn't have the full knowledge. He will explain that as he is now, the last thing Little Bear knew until a week and a half ago was that he was feeling much pain as he died in Little Rock. Or in Coffin Rock, rather.
Okay.
So he feels that he died 1 week ago in Coffin Rock.
No. He actually died, like, a year ago in Coffin Rock.
But he remembers very...
Two years ago. And he died almost 2 years ago in Coffin Rock.
Well, in his time or in his memory? Like, he's experienced...
In the actual time, he knows...
But we lost time, too, didn't we?
We jumped ahead.
You guys physically jumped ahead in time. Little Bear's a little different.
So wait,
he moves.
When in his stream that he's living in, did he experience his death?
A week ago.
But it was actually 2 years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
So he died and jumped. And
as he died, he jumped.
And we don't know where he's been for the last week, but maybe he's.
He'll explain to you what's been going on. Okay.
Okay, so he's been a week ago in his memory. He died.
Yes.
Well, 10 days ago, or a week and a half. 10 days.
Yeah.
What he will now relate to you is that after his death, the group met up with... Now, all of this happened... He will correlate dates with you, and you will all know that this all happened pretty much before you people got your letters.
Oh, okay.
Around the time you got the letters... You got the letters right around the time he died, actually. Which is when Liam Tierney joined Connor, John, and Daphne. They eventually get more and more information about the gold. Hold off on questions till I'm done. They found out that the Matros Trust was a group of was basically formed by two ancient brothers who are kept alive by a curse on the gold. Okay. That until it was returned, they could not be at peace.
Okay, so they're not necessarily evil.
No, they're not evil at all.
Matros Trust, not evil.
No. They had some other things happen with Liam, and they went through a few other places. Here's where it becomes very important.
How does Little Bear know this?
Because they told him in his... At one point in their adventures, Little Bear disappeared for a couple hours and came back.
In the future.
And it turns out that when he disappeared, he had actually jumped to the future and met up with them again. In the future, and he met Liam. Okay? I know it's really confusing. Really fast. Little Bear disappears here. Shows up at the very end.
I get it. He said
So somehow Little Bear knows all this stuff.
Yes. Somehow Little Bear basically knows all of this. And he will explain that... I forgot where I was with this.
You just discussed Matros Trust.
Matros Trust. They found out that the Matros was good.
Now, these are two ancient, but we're talking like these guys may have been like the ones behind the stealing of the gold.
No, they were originally Aztecs who the gold was stolen from.
Oh! Okay. Matros, yeah, that's...
Matros.
So they may have actually been the brothers that actually stole the gold.
Hold on, guys.
No, the gold was stolen from us. They were.
Hold on.
Like, that was a thing.
So they met up with Liam. They were later... They had some other stuff happen. They met one more member of the party who is totally unimportant.
Quincy.
No, Cassandra Noble. She showed up a couple times, but... I mean, they were... she was a character. Unfortunately, the player for her didn't show up that many times. And it is kind stuff, of... stuff happens.
Yep.
Of no relation to...
No, Jessica. It... No. Okay. Noble, Nobel. All
right.
So they... Before they met the Matos Trust, they were captured by the Pinkertons. The Pinkerton Agency is the northern equivalent, pretty much, of the Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's John and Daphne and Connor were taken. John's guns, which were his trademark weapons, were taken from him by the Pinkertons. This is important.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
John had two guns.
No. My big thing is Pinkertons of the North.
Yes.
He was working.
John was an agent for the North.
John wasn't. Connor and Daphne were.
Oh, no, that's right. John.
But
wasn't.
At that point, the North thought that they stole the gold, that they had betrayed them.
Oh, okay.
They basically were wanted by everybody.
Okay.
So, John's guns were taken. You will also hear him mention that Dr. Franks had died, and it turned out that he had been taken by a skinwalker at some point.
No.
Oh, boy.
If you're looking for... Now, he will mention that Sister Daphne had a shard of the True Cross.
Okay, hold on. Dr. Franks, he was taken by a skin taker.
She obtained the shard of... the True Cross from Dr. Franks at one point. Oh. The first time they met Dr. Franks.
Shard of the True Cross.
Now, can I ask a question? Now, they don't know what I'm looking... Like, this is... I know... They don't know what I'm looking for. Did he tell me that in private? Like, after we were
no.
done?
No, he part? Doesn't... He, you know... He knows, he, he's in his, com- in his conversation, he'll mention that, oh, yes, Sister Daphne had a Shard of the True Cross. Unfortunately, when they were captured by the Pinkertons, Sister Daphne's Shard of the True Cross was taken. John Hunter's two guns were taken.
Mm-hmm.
John's guns were his babies. Bang Bang Betty and Bad Luck Betty. He was an expert with these, and he was amazing. He was like a gunman among gunmen. Okay? He will point to the gun in Molly's hands. That is Bad Luck Betty.
He knows that without even looking at the action. Well, he's seen the action?
He traveled with John long enough to recognize that gun.
Okay.
So she's the only one who actually saw the etching on.
The one other thing that happened is John's hand got pulled off.
Oh, guess what we just found? Which one?
I think it was his left hand. I don't even actually remember.
Pulled off or cut off?
It got popped off. He was trying to ride a demon bull. And he... kind of got thrown off, and his hands got caught in the reins, and it went...
It got torn off. So it was torn off.
You're playing...
So, the group, their group, managed to talk to the Matros, find out the lieutenant... There were 13 pieces of gold. They found out that they got one of their hands on one of the pieces of gold. The other 12 were still in Abaddon. They found out that they had to seal the gold off in the spirit world... to set things right. They traveled to Gettysburg, which is where they found where they ran into Little Bear one more time. Little Bear helped them into Abaddon, helped them fight a bit, and then disappeared again. Which is where he reappeared with them the previous time. Unfortunately, all the previous times that Little Bear disappeared and reappeared, when he reappeared with them, he had no memories of what had happened.
That's okay. You.
He has all his memories now. So, what Little Bear will tell you is they were successful in sealing off the gold.
All of it.
Liam volunteered to take the gold, and with the help of this leprechaun he had met, took the gold to a place where it could never be taken again, and is going to guard it until the end of days.
Who has the leprechaun gold?
Liam
has it.
Liam and the leprechaun.
Liam and the leprechaun have the gold. The gold is safe.
All
13 bars are safe.
All 13. I thought one they was found taken the by last the Pinkertons.
Right. They got that.
They got it back. So okay.
All 13 bars were taken by Liam, and they are sealed off. John and Daphne are still in Abaddon at the moment.
Okay.
Time in Abaddon runs differently.
Okay.
But that's neither here nor there. Little Bear came back a week ago to find out what year it was and found out that John's guns, Sister Daphne's piece of the cross, and John's hand had gone separate ways.
Okay.
The two guns had ended up in the possession of Artemis Shane, is what Little Bear was able to find out.
Oh, I was just going to ask him if the name
guns?
Artemis
the gun, no, the guns were in the possession of Artemis. Were with what?
Artemis.
A bunch of stuff, and we'll go back over that.
Okay, you can tell me later.
Artemis Shane had the two guns.
Okay. Had them. He has one.
Well, here's the thing, is that Artemis is evil.
We know that.
What Little Bear figures is that Artemis has corrupted the guns. And in Artemis's possession...
Am I holding something evil?
No. In Artemis's possession, when he has both the guns, they become artifacts of amazing and just terrible power.
Only when he has both of them?
He needs both. Every science fiction show we can think of.
Would you shush?
What happened?
Anyway.
I'm stuck in time. Artifacts.
Okay, I'm getting...
But that's what makes it...
Now we have something to do.
So here's the thing. Here's what it boils down to. Here's what it boils down to. John's hand has become possessed by a spirit. What Little Bear has figured is that it's obsessed with getting its guns back.
Yes.
The splinter of the true cross...
It did not give you the flip. I'm trying.
The splinter of the true cross...
Okay, wait. Okay, can you go back? Because I missed a...
Okay.
Yeah, I missed
a... I think I'm getting
here's,
the idea.
Here's what you guys absolutely need to know.
Okay. If it's more than a paragraph, we're going to forget.
Okay, wait.
John's guns, artifacts. In the possession of someone evil, need to be found. You have one of them. John's hand.
Who has the hand?
The other one is with Artemis.
Okay, he has the hand.
No. The hand is running around on its own.
Noah, at this point in time, hearing that about the hand, I'm going to tap her, grab her, and head out the door.
You're not going to stay to hear the rest of it?
No, because he stabbed the hand and tossed it off. I'm going to go find the damn hand.
Okay.
Yeah,
you look around for the hand a bit. It's dark out. You're going to find
it somewhere.
You'll find the knife in the alleyway. The hand is nowhere to be found. And there's little fingerprints. But after a certain point, they just kind of are. It's too hard to track them. It's the dark, and you're never going to find
it. So is the hand after the gun I am currently holding?
Maybe.
It's after the other gun. Because otherwise,
it's after both of its guns.
Okay, so I'm great. So we come back in.
Okay.
Before we left, we were saying we may know where the hand is, and we both book out after the hand.
The hand is out. Okay, so the hand is looking for the guns. One of the guns is with Artemis Shane. Cute.
Okay, so Artemis has the one. Of the
Artemis
guns.
Has one
he
of the guns.
The
you
have
really
the
were
other.
Looking for the guns. Really,
the hand is out on the loose on its own. The shard of the true cross. Little Bear last knows.
We come back little
that
little,
it
little,
that it was also stolen rumpled. From the Pinkertons.
Yeah, a little rumpled.
Okay.
Didn't find the hand.
So guys, please.
Okay, wait. Last scene with the Pinkertons.
Yes.
The, no. the Shard of the Cross was last seen in the possession of a woman in New Orleans.
By the name of... He doesn't
know. Doesn't know.
Okay.
He just knows that it was a woman who was headed to New Orleans.
So, what happens if we find the hand in both of these guns? Is there anything we can do for his friend?
John's fine.
He's fine. He's in purgatory.
And missing a hand.
They've gotten out of
there. There are ways for them to get out. They just have decided not to yet.
That's fun.
Wait.
Don't worry about
Abadar. No, is John with Colin in Abadar, or is John in purgatory?
Abaddon is purgatory.
That's right. So there we go. So where is John?
John?
Because we know that Colin...
John, Connor, and Daphne
are in
Abaddon.
Okay, that's what I want to know, if they were there. So John
Wait,
is
and
with...
Liam is not in purgatory?
Don't ask.
Okay, so three of them are in Abaddon. Liam is with the leprechaun guarding the
Liam
gold.
Liam is
somewhere
in Oblivion.
That we don't know where he is, but he's there.
John and Daphne had an argument deciding whether they actually wanted to trust a leprechaun with gold. Although...
No, actually, it's probably the best. They love their gold. They guard that.
Yeah, if they
so here's what it boils down to.
Yes, what does it boil down to?
Little Bear thinks he can trust you, and you don't seem like you're actually going to give up that gun.
No.
So Little Bear would like...
I'm not fond of guns, but this gun wanted my help, and...
So Little Bear would like your help in tracking down the other gun,
the hand,
and the Shard of the Cross, because he thinks that Sister Daphne should have the Shard of the Cross back. He knows John wants his guns back.
And probably needs his hand back, too.
Well, the hand confuses Little Bear.
Little Bear knows that there's a spirit in the hand.
He knows the hand's walking around on its own.
But he senses there's a spirit in it. But he doesn't sense anything. Or evil?
He doesn't sense anything. He's not a shaman. He's a warrior.
Okay.
And he will tell you that. Little Bear is not a spiritual man. That he usually leaves that sort of thing to Sister Daphne.
Okay, can I ask something out of the context of what my character would say? I feel like she would have a problem with what Little Bear is proposing.
True. But...
But she sees...
And this is also a lead to the Shard of the Cross.
Well, a huge lead, and he's like, I'll help you. She doesn't have to say, I'm not going to let you to give it back to Sister Daphne. Right.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just making sure that would be in line with what's going on.
So, I would like to remind you guys of... I would like to point out a few things that... You may not have connected, and I want you guys to connect to help you decide where to go next.
Okay, I heard New Orleans.
Little
you heard New Orleans. What did Artemis say right before he was hung?
He said New Orleans, Artemis might be there too.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
English.
Let the good times roll.
All you need to know is that's something that somebody from New Orleans.
Cajun French.
It's Cajun French for let the good times roll, and it's a very New Orleans thing.
Okay.
You don't know where Artemis is now.
Other than he disappeared.
Little Bear, what do you know about Artemis? Who is he?
Bear only heard about Artemis. What's up?
I'm just realizing. Who's with us?
Jarvis?
Yeah.
The sheriff.
What did he tell him?
What did who tell him?
What did Little Bear say in the story?
Inform me, because I'm not sure what you're going for.
Dr. Franks?
I don't think Jarvis was Dr. Franks.
No.
He was just a mad scientist.
I thought Dr. Franks was Jarvis's...
No, it was just a mad scientist was Jarvis.
A mad scientist in Peoria.
And Jarvis is ours now. We don't really have to worry about...
But I thought Jarvis, a little boy, thinks the doctor is daddy.
Yeah, no.
That's why I was thinking Franks was
Frank, no,
daddy.
Franks is not daddy. Franks is not daddy. It's a mental.
Trust Jarvis completely, though.
That's up to you.
Totally thinks Elizabeth is
daddy. That's up to you guys. That's actually up to each of your individual characters. So I want to point out there's a couple ways you guys can decide to go. You last know the Shard of the Cross was in New Orleans. You know that Artemis is from New Orleans, but you don't know where he is right now.
Little Bear doesn't know anything.
Little Bear knows as much as you do that Artemis was here recently because he summoned the zombies.
I recommend staying here at least till
Well, we have to stay here till daytime. There's no way to leave. We're not just going to walk somewhere. I recommend at least spending the day here tomorrow.
Can you...
searching...
to see what we can find the hand and Artemis.
Can you finish the things that you wanted us to take away before we discuss what...
Basically, what I wanted you to take away was New Orleans. You need to find the guns. You need to find the shard.
And the hands.
And the hand... Well, I don't know if you want to find us.
The hand may find the guns. The hand's gonna find us.
The hand has found us because it came running down the street and then jumped on me
and did damage to Artemis. And you don't know what's up with the hand. You don't know what the hand wants. It could be good. It could be bad. It could be.
It could be Dom controlling his hand from Abaddon, for all we know.
If you actually mention that, if you actually mention that, Little Bear will look at you and go, Little Bear thinks that is probably not the case.
Why,
John?
Nothing.
Just no.
I take it John isn't a very superstitious or...
All right, so what I want you guys to take away from this is New Orleans, Artemis, guns, shard.
Okay, and they're made... the shard to me again. That's
the shard of the cross.
The shard
of the true cross.
The true cross. What's the true cross?
The cross that Jesus was hung on. Relevant to Sister Daphne and my character. Okay, pretty much irrelevant to...
I'm Jewish.
I know.
Yeah, I got
no,
that.
I know.
Jess got that.
Yeah.
It's kind of irrelevant.
It is a shard of the true cross. It is supposedly a shard of the cross that Jesus was hung on.
Okay, apparently I'm the only...
You're the mad scientist.
It's not necessarily relevant to your character. Like, you guys
or
care
you as a person.
About these yeah. person, these people. Like, the only people I feel like it's relevant in this situation is Sister Daphne and my character.
Right.
Otherwise...
So you're really going to want to go after that charge.
Yes, I am.
Basically what...
But you don't know...
Okay. That. As a character, you don't know this. As a person, Busy's character was tasked by the Vatican to find the Shard of the True Cross.
Because the Vatican wants it.
Because the Vatican wants it.
Wait. She didn't get a letter from the Lazarus group.
No, I got sent by the Pope.
She was sent by the Vatican.
And just so happened to meet up with the people who were all sent by the Lazarus.
So who got the letters?
Fate works in mysterious ways.
The three of you.
One, two, three.
Yeah, and what were you guys up to when we met you?
They appeared...
What were we trying to do? They were on a mission, but I don't remember what our mission was.
They were on a mission to take care of something that was actually completely separate from any of this.
Okay.
The game that I started them in had nothing to do with Ethan's game or your game originally.
No, he dropped them in.
I just dropped them in because I wanted the characters and I liked the two of them and they make a great addition to this game.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, we could have some relevance to this.
I may tie some of that in.
We were looking for some body or some...
May I have the player's guide, please?
Yes.
I'm not sure I remember what we were doing.
Well, we were going for something. I'm trying to remember where we were going.
We're going to be done in a couple minutes.
My brain is starting to sizzle.
Okay, so we're going to search around here. I said, but I think we should head for New Orleans.
We're gonna pretty much call it here.
All right.
But game...
I think our characters should have a discussion about what I'm...
Okay, then go ahead. What is your next move?
I think maybe we should spend the rest of the night seeing if Artemis is staring somewhere around here. I think we're more likely to find him at night.
Yeah, okay. Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not so fond of guns, but I feel like one of us should be holding on to this, and I'm not so...
I have an idea about the gun.
He likes her. She likes her.
Okay. Hold on. I have an idea about the gun.
And I was looking for gun.
Yeah, I'm
right.
The gun.
Hold on. So she has the gun right now. What is your...
Jarvis.
Yes?
You wouldn't happen to have any... Put this in a way that a small boy can understand it. Pockets on you, would you?
Do we trust Jarvis enough to give him the gun?
That's up to you.
That depends on me.
I don't know.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
No, Joanne. I don't think I would... My character is not that trusting.
No, especially if he's a little boy. He might run off some point. If he sees something he likes, so no.
Yeah.
No,
I pretty much worship her. much to her horror.
Joey, are you going to try and use this gun at all?
Can I speak before...
Yes.
I was wondering if Miss Joanna had any intention of using the gun or if we wanted to give the gun to somebody who would absolutely not use it under any circumstances. Are we concerned that there is a chance, because Little Bear did say that he thinks that something funny happens...
Little Bear will actually state that while John doesn't like other people using his guns, he thinks the intentions of the person currently using it are more important than the gun itself.
Don't give me the gun.
I would use the gun.
So in other words, somebody who's good is okay with it, somebody evil
can
corrupt
it. Is it more powerful than my gun? What is it? Like, what's...
I'll determine that later. The way it works is in game terms, John's gun has become a relic. John's gun is the Colt Peacemaker equivalent of Excalibur right now.
Okay. Okay. They're not decided yet, but I'm going to keep that gun and I may use it.
I mean,
see, no, I'm not sure that I would be okay with her.
I don't think any of us are okay with her using it.
I just don't think it's okay because I'm concerned about Will Little Bear thinking that there's something now wrong with the gun. That
he no, he doesn't think there's
no,
something wrong with the gun.
He thinks the hand is possessed, not the gun.
No, but I thought he was concerned that when Artemis corrupted the guns.
And his corruption extends to, if he has both guns, he can do awful things
but
with them.
But it's not linked to
the
guns.
Gun.
The gun itself is not
evil. It's Artemis who corrupts the guns, not the guns.
Okay.
It's Artemis. If Artemis has both guns, they're corrupted. But a gun alone without Artemis is completely...
Don't even think of the guns as corrupted when he has them. Think of the guns as an amplification of his evil.
Okay. That
they amplify his evil and make him more power.
Okay, I get it. I got it.
The guns in the hands of John are artifacts of good.
The guns in the hands of John are something else entirely. They're his weapons. You are basically borrowing the amazing...
It's like borrowing King Arthur's sword.
Excalibur was something... Yeah. It's like borrowing King Arthur...
Excalibur.
It's like borrowing
King
Arthur's...
My character would never use a gun, so...
No,
that's
I know.
I think it makes more sense for my... Because I have...
My character
with my powers also.
No, my character...
Or my character would be able to use a gun, too.
I think it's the character that my character would like.
But since I would probably want it, because I'm after...
You're after. You're looking for guns.
She's after.
I also, I trust her more than anyone else in the world, so that's who I'd give it.
So, you guys, what you're going to... What you've decided to do is... Eventually head to New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for right now,
we have to find out.
You want
to
spend
at least the night. Looking,
you want to okay?
Because it's
we're gonna call it here.
Before we call it, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I want to go up to the roof and get my rope.
Of course.
My character is very much obsessed with keeping all of her objects.
Well, I think at this point in time,
because they
knowing what we want to do, we have the sheriff lying unconscious here. We probably should be getting all our stuff, looking around this place now, and be prepared to be out of town by the time the sun comes up, because there's going to be a lot of questions that we really do not want.
Nor do we.
It's like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
But our main. But I think that.
Well, he might still have the other gun on him.
I think Duke brings up a very good point that we need to be out of here in the morning.
That's true.
Because as it stands right now,
there's one more thing that you have to address. Little Bear does not want to let that gun out of his sights.
Little Bear is going to come.
I want to hold the gun.
No, Little Bear is—he's wary of it, but he's okay with it.
Yeah.
Now
I'm going to ask Little Bear. Since you know how to get back to,
Little Bear does not right now know how to get back to Abaddon.
But he knows where they are, and a possibility of if we get all the stuff, getting us to near where they might be.
He has an idea of how
I
we
don't
could
believe he said that.
Possibly maybe. How we could maybe.
Little Bear at least knows some people to talk to about it.
Okay, that's
at least
good
a hope. He's worthwhile to keep around.
Now, in the meantime, Morgan's character and mine have kind of figured out now that, since they've all kind of asked, that if it doesn't get spoken of now, that you all have received letters looking for these people that Little Bear has talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just wandering around.
Right now, I think we need to keep him with us if we do find all these items that we're looking for, so that you can find your people that you're looking for.
I'm curious, but I'm not necessarily going to... I'm not probably going to bring John Hunter to Boston.
At this point...
Unless somebody gives me a damn good reason.
Especially now that you found out that they're not real good people.
I don't trust the Lazarus group anymore
either. At this point...
Partially because I think she's always right.
Right.
At this point in time, my character, in lieu of them not quite trusting the Lazarus group anymore, being an outsider, being completely disconnected from everyone else, has lost a lot of trust for most of you. Because of what he just said about all of that. I'm keeping a wary distance from all of them.
That's fine. Are you
sure? Him I know I can trust because I've been with him for a while.
Right. And okay, now let me address... I mean, honestly, the two of you originally had no connection to this.
Right.
You've stumbled onto something.
I'm at the point right now being what I think of what it sounds... From what he said and what this sounds like, is
I would like.
I have just got something going on. We're going to New Orleans, which is in my territory.
Yes, it is.
And knowing what I can do and can't do and what connections I have.
I would like to point two things out for you. The same way that she may not want to give back the Shards of the True Cross, those are magic artifacts of great power. The Rangers may have some interest in that.
Right.
So
whether or not the Rangers know we're still alive or not, since we kind of
that's was going to be my next point.
We have to get in contact.
You may
with
want
the
to get in
oh,
touch.
That's
with
why
the
I said. That's why I said we're going back to New Orleans. We're heading to New Orleans. I can get in contact with them.
So,
is there a train that we can take from California to New Orleans?
Yes. What's up, Biz?
Are you now? They in this discussion, and you said that your trust of the people who receive letters is not the
you.
Same.
I don't.
Am
I never
like
had,
not, am I unreadable at the moment to you? Like
you are just.
A nun.
I'm just
a
chilling
nun
out.
But I don't
chilling
think
she
sounds like she's
people.
Crazy about nuns because he's so hardcore into science.
I am very hardcore into science, so I trust you. I don't trust you any less after
okay.
hearing this.
Okay.
Because
I, mean, I have no problem with Joanna hanging on to the gun because I know she knows how to use it and
yeah.
would be very good with it. And
he trusts me. He
and I trust
it.
Well, yeah,
I,
re- I really trust her.
Yeah.
You, have
yeah.
to
you can trust her all you want. I don't trust her as far as I can throw
her. He likes her so much.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
well, no, and I know you're crazy, so...
I don't think he ever trusted you too.
You can trust her all you want. I can't trust her as far as I can throw her.
He doesn't think I'm nuts. I don't think he counts on the two of them anyway.
I only got one arm,
I don't count on either
so
one of them much.
I can't throw it very far.
You know,
nuts.
I've only just met her at the saloon. I don't know how reliable she's going to be.
And he thinks I'm nuts.
I think she's a little crazy. Well, not a little. She's a lot crazy. The sister, I respect her. I mean, she went up to a zombie and tried to smack it with a ruler. I gotta love that, man. She's a toughy little one.
And
the only thing I'm not happy with her smacking me with the ruler, but now that she's broken.
Hey, I didn't hit you with the ruler.
She not yet,
with
but
the
she's...
Ruler.
Okay,
you
so...
A, and Joanne and I have a right. thing going on.
So,
yes.
Busy, do you have to get going?
No.
Okay. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to kill the recorder.
Okay.
And before we're done for the night...
We're going to do the advancements.
We need to do advancements.
Oh, okay.
What you didn't catch earlier, Molly...
Paying attention now?
Yes.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone, where we don't know what we're talking
about. Hey, we do know what we're talking about. You know, we called the whole Hugo Weaving Red Skull thing, remember?
Oh, right. Fine. Where was it? The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about all kinds of gaggles of...
Aaron, could you cut it with the gaggles thing? It's not working for me.
All right. Fine. The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games.
Hey, don't forget that we talk about, you know, Bruce Campbell and Christopher Lee, obviously.
Natalie Portman.
All right, guys! I'm trying to do a commercial for the Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games, tabletop gaming, all kinds of other geek stuff.
You mean that show we broadcast on Ustream?
Yes!
Wednesday, 8 Central Standard Time.
Right, at redphonezone.com. Now, can you guys just give me a minute to get this promo done?
Sure, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
All right, from the top. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone.
Hey, Aaron, we need a tiebreaker. Okay, who would win in a fight with Galactus?
Anti-Monitor.
Galactus and Anti-Monitor. Come on.
I think the more important question would be who would win in a fight between me and you two idiots.
Well, I guess we don't know what we're talking about.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, Some Rights Reserved, Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.